This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron. It's our year-end review. Dear goodness, this is going to take a while.
Get comfy, folks.
Well, just think, if Bumblebee crashes and burns, we won't have movies to talk about anymore.
No, we're not doing predictions till next week, Diecast.
Don't
take mine.
And to be honest, I trimmed a lot of the movie stuff out, so.
Good. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yay. So, let's go ahead and get started. So, what we're going to talk about today is we are going to recap all of the major stuff that happened in 2017, plus we are actually going to start out first with our top toys of 2017, then we'll move to our predictions that we made in January for what was going to happen this year. Who was right? Who wasn't? I'll tell you right now, I'm mostly right. For once. So I'm very happy about that. What we're going to start off with is our top toys of 2017. This was something that we have to try to set the ground rules on because people want to maneuver and not have to commit on this. But I'll tell you what, screw the whole one official, one third party. You get one choice for top toy of the year, and that's it. And don't say, well, honorable mention goes to pick one. So, Don, because you have the hardest time with that, we're going to start with you.
I'm not going to pick Titan Turns RC because everyone knows how much I love the figure. So, I'm going to take her out of the running.
And you just equivocated a little bit right there.
But my one choice for figure of the year, Voyager Class Megatron from The Last Knight.
Really?
Yes. Because it shows that even with the movie aesthetic, you can have a well-designed toy that uses all the toys' mass, mostly. As far as both modes, it looks good in both modes. The presentation for display is very nice. And it just, to me, it showed what you could do with the movie line aesthetic without everything looking like a bag of hangers or whatever the case may be.
Bag of knives.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Bag of Hangers is Rosie Huntington Whiteley.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was getting my movie metaphors mixed up. So, my toy of the year, because of its being a movie toy, surprisingly, me being so good at being a jet and being a robot, is Voyager Megatron from The Last Knight.
That is a great choice, Don. I'm very impressed, because I didn't think of that one. So, Matt, what's your toy of the year?
My toy of the year is Titans Return, Leader Class Overlord.
Ooh.
Because it's freaking Overlord, and we finally got one released in the United States, and it's a really good toy. I mean, it's simple, but it's pretty much everything I could have asked for in an Overlord. I mean, I love this thing.
Yeah, I do too. Diecast, we know what you're going to say.
Absolutely. Fans Toys FT-10. Phoenix, which is there, not Skyfire, which is an absolutely amazing figure. It does, you know, there is a little nostalgia thrown in there, which is one of the reasons that it's my top pick. But it's so nice I got two.
Chris?
I'm going to go with Nitro from The Last Knight. It does think, like, we had a lot of toys that are basically working around one set pattern of engineering. This goes way outside the box. It's a really nice design in robot mode. It takes a lot of the movie elements, but kind of downsamples them a little, I'm going to say. You know, they're less like prominent and in your face than some movie toys are. It's a really different transformation, and it has the play pattern where it can interact with a lot of other toys you already have for that extra little something. The instructions can go die in a fire, literally, because they're paper. But like the toy itself is really good, and when you learn that one little thing to transform it correctly, it's a really solid package from top to bottom.
That's awesome. Rob?
My choice is Primitive Skateboarding Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
That is just, it's such a fantastic exclusive on all levels. I mean, yes, it's a black repaint of Optimus Prime, but it comes with a bunch of new parts that let you have either a really big goofy looking railgun for the robot, or turn him into a skate park in the suburbs of Fortress Maximus if you want. And the Titan Master is named Shredicus Maximus, and this was all for $5 above retail. It is the best exclusive in years.
And it's also what just broke on me this weekend.
Uh-huh. Sorry to hear it, Don.
Yeah, it fell off the bookcase and literally sheared apart at the knee.
Wait, you mean Massey pushed it off the bookcase?
No, I was just walking by and I bumped the bookcase and it fell onto the carpet and literally sheared off at the knee.
You need softer carpet.
So, yeah, my primitive Optimus is now... I'm going to have to try to glue it and put it back together, but yeah, mine is broken.
My God, that sucks. So, I'm going to cheat because... my favorite toy technically came out in 2016, but I didn't get into it in 2017. So my favorite toy is Titans Return Gnaw. He's such a beautiful little toy. You can buy 10,000 of them, and you never get tired of it.
I think Matt disagrees.
He's awesome. He came out in 2016, but you really couldn't find it in retail until
because Matt was buying them all.
Buying them all. But it's such a great little toy. I've said before that I love, 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 love the Legends class. And I love troop building as well. And he's just a nice toy. I mean, he's got a nice mass. He's got a nice little transformation. It's the perfect transformer. So I love it. And even if it came out in 2016, it's still my favorite toy of 2017. Dang it. Okay, so... I'm going to go ahead and just sort of run through the predictions that we made, but I'm going to ask each of you guys what percentage that you thought you got right. And I'm going to go through Diecast. You made 3 predictions at the beginning of the year. What percentage of the predictions do you think you got right?
Oh, I'm going to say 0.
Yep, you nailed it. 0.
What were my predictions?
You said, first and foremost, Hasbro would release Masterpiece Ultra Magnus.
Oh, yeah.
Hadn't he been saying that for like 3 years?
Or longer, yeah.
Yeah.
You said we would get an official Masterpiece Galvatron, and we would get a third-party Transformers the Movie Unicron, 1986 TFTS.
Does the lamp count?
No.
No.
No, does not. So those are good. I like them. So keep thinking. Maybe next week when we do the 2018 predictions, don't do the Ultra Magnus. Or maybe continue to do it.
I'm going to have to think of something better.
Let's see here. Matt did 1, 2, 3, 4,
I think
5, 6.
7?
You did 6. So.
Okay. So 50%.
Okay. Yeah.
And the ones I got right were the low hanging fruit too.
Yeah. So. I'll go with that. So you predicted that we would get a Unite Warriors Lyokaiser. It's yet to happen. That we would get a Titans Return Voyager Springer. Didn't happen. That we would get a deluxe Twin Twist. That was low-hanging fruit, but yeah. You got it. This one's a matter of opinion, but I'll give it to you anyway, that the Takara Cup would be better than the Hasbro Cup.
That's right.
I think that's pretty indisputable, actually.
I agree with that. That we would get a Legends Beachcomber. So
finally,
hey, that's a 2018 line.
But he got it in 2017.
Going to scratch that
2017, and I have it in my hand.
And it was announced in 2017.
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay, yeah. I'll give it to you then. I just argue a little bit.
And we would get a Masterpiece Trailbreaker. So
that didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, not in 2017.
So Rob, what do you think? You had 2 predictions. What do you think you got?
I'm going to say 50% at most.
I'll give you that, and I have to qualify one. So first, you said that we would not be getting Broadside as Tidal Wave, so that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But you said that we would get the Titans Return play pattern in the movie line as a feature of the movie line, not Cogman. And in our discussion, Cogman actually came up as a toy that was coming out, that he would feature that. So I'm gonna say you, it's a partial hit because we got Cogman, but
we got Nitro
and Nitro. So, but it wasn't like a total part of the play pattern. But I'll call that a partial.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Can we give him the Tidal Wave one if we choose to pretend that that never happened?
I support this.
That's a good thought, actually.
I give you a second. All in favor?
I have it in my hand, so I have the Tidal Wave.
Don, you had three predictions. What do you think? What do you think?
33%.
I'll say you're right, even though one's kind of a double. So you said that by Christmas of 2017, Toys R Us would have an Apex armor set, Optimus Prime of God Genrai and God Bomber, or Super Genrai and God Bomber. You said that we would have an eHobby Black Zarak Encore exclusive. That was a bold claim, bold prediction.
I wish he had been right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, really.
And this one was kind of low-hanging fruit, but you added a qualifier, and I'm ignoring the qualifier. You said we would get more Beast Wars Masterpiece toys, which is true. But then you said, and a Masterpiece Fire Convoy or other Car Robots toys. But I'll ignore that part, and I'll say that was a hit.
Fair enough.
I want some Masterpiece Spy Changers.
God, yes. Chris, you had one prediction.
I'm going to give myself a hit rate of 16%.
Titans Return Scorponok didn't happen.
Well, we did get a Scorponok
technically
head. Yeah.
We got the head, so that's maybe like 16% of the body right there. Okay, so let's call that a win.
I'll call that a partial hit. I completely forgot about that. Okay, that's a partial hit. Okay, yeah. For me, I'm going to say both of mine are partial. Hasbro cracks down or comments on third party. There was that one thing that happened. Was it with Robot Kingdom?
No, Kapow Toys. Kapow, I think.
Kapow Toys. But that was never confirmed as an actual thing that happened.
There was enough information given in the forum post to say pretty definitively that it did.
Yeah,
and it was not Hasbro US. It was Hasbro.
Well, Hasbro is Hasbro.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they would use their local branch to do what they need to do in whatever country is in question, and Kapow Toys is a UK retailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones who have the legal standing to do it.
And I still think I should, you know, preface that by saying, how come none of the US retailers got any sort of communication similar to that?
That we know of.
Very strange.
Yeah.
That we know of.
That we know of. And the other... Man, it's I so want to claim this one, but I did specifically say Titans Return. I said Titans Return, Dinobots. We did at least get Dinobots.
So close.
So close. So close. But that was... So I think we did pretty good, except for Don. I'm kidding, Don.
No, I got zero, didn't I?
No, I'm just picking on Don because I love Don. Not that I don't love you too, but I love picking on Don. Don's the best. So Don, yeah, be thinking about next...
We all did better than Diecast. That's the important thing.
This is true.
Yes.
All right. Next year, I got to go for a low hanging fruit just so I don't get swept off the board.
So be thinking about your 2018 predictions. I hope most of these come true for 2018. Like, I would, like, to Chris's point, I would kill for some Masterpiece Spy Changers. That would be the best. Okay. Okay. So the fun part is out of the way. Now we get to talk about the real meat of the conversation. What we're going to do. In the past, I've broken this down between toy and fiction, but considering the fact that toy and fiction is so intertwined, it doesn't really make sense to do that. So what we're going to do is go basically month by month for and really week by week on things that happen. We're not going to go too in depth in on any specific topic, but we'll be talking a lot in general themes. But some items will come up several times as we learn more throughout the year. It's always a lot of fun. And unfortunately, the Transformers MMORPG can't close down again because that was a favorite theme a couple years ago.
It's open. It's closed.
It's open. It's like, oh, it's coming out. It's coming out. Oh. Hey, but we do have the last night to talk about. So on RSC 501, the first week of January, things that happened. We learned about MP38 and that it would basically be Optimus Primal again.
Toy Deco this time.
Yeah, the Toy Deco.
Sure was.
So there was a lot of information showing up in the first part of the year about the Transformers the last night. We learned basically what the waves are going to be and what the price points were. That happened. Legends God Bomber, God Genrai, Masterpiece, and other toys were featured in Figure King 227. At this point, we already had Super Genrai. God Bomber had not come out yet.
We were still excited for God Bomber
until we got it. Yeah. I like God Genrai, I'll be honest with you, but not so much when it comes to God Bomber.
Like the idea of God Genrai.
Yeah,
I like
just the, just don't try to move him at all. Like, just put him in a static pose and far away.
Well, there is a Perfect Effects upgrade kit coming out for that, but Perfect Effects also takes a long time to get their upgrade kits out.
Yeah.
I mean, just all I can say about both halves of God Genrai is that they really made me, those along with Primitive Prime, really made me appreciate the Power Master version of the mold that much more. Because it's just, you know, it may not look as much like what I want a Power Master Prime to look like as Super Genrai does, but it's just so solid.
It's very solid. So one thing to keep in mind, and obviously you guys are all pros at this, we've done this several times, but especially for the listeners, as we go through this, you sort of have to keep what... go back to the mindset of where we were at this point, because certain things you'll hear about, and you'll obviously know that something was wrong or that something didn't happen or something changed, but we're going to go through it and mention things all the same. So we got an unofficial Springer for every day of the week, basically, when X-Transbots announced their unofficial Springer. Did this one come out?
Not yet.
Okay.
A year later, and it hasn't come out. So the way I like to look at this is we got a Springer for every day of the week, and on the seventh day, we rested.
There you go. What about their Sea Spray? They also showed that off.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember that coming out, but that doesn't prove a whole lot.
That doesn't mean anything, yeah. We learned more about MP34 Cheetor. We knew that the release was going to be delayed. I don't even remember why it was delayed.
I don't know if they said why it was delayed. Just, you know, we found out that it was going to be delayed, and this kicked off like 3 weeks or so of Diecast saying every time we recorded, are you sure this is actually being delayed? Because none of my resources are saying the same thing yet. And then guess what? I was right.
So something that'll make Diecast very happy. On January 3rd, photos posted of Terminus Giganticus in Phoenix. These were some of the first best photos that we got of these toys.
And this is when we crowned Fans Toys Terminus Giganticus, the Wildigus Vertigus.
Algicus, my Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Either one.
but we were like, as far as I go, it was like, this is impossible. This is not going to come out. It looks great, but there's no way they can pull this off, because this would be one of the biggest pieces ever.
And it did.
And he's right over there.
If it weren't like $400 or whatever it costs now, I would get it potentially, but I'm not.
Well,
maybe Weijing will make an upscaled knockoff of it.
No, Weijing is actually doing their own, apparently. Apparently that has been revealed as being accurate.
Actually, I'd love a downscaled one to go with my generation stuff, but
yeah.
Going back to more third party stuff, Fans Toy showed off prototypes of Cup, Sea Spray, Blitzwing, and more. Now,
Cup came out.
Coot, yeah. That's Coot, right?
Coot. Yeah.
Blitzwing
was Dicka, I believe. Was it?
No. Dicka was KFC. Sea Spray did come out. Blitzwing still has not come out. There's a couple that they showed off. They showed off a six shot that has not come out. And they also showed off a hot rod that has not come out.
Okay.
So they're like two out of six, I think.
I mean, Fans Toys has the same problem as Fans Project did, except for that when they show all this stuff way in advance, they actually do release all of it, and it doesn't usually take 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, second week of January, we finally got photos of MP38. We saw, yes, in fact, he was in toy colors. We learned that, if you remember, there were code names for all of the Last Night toys. We learned that Jupiter was, in fact, Optimus Prime, which makes sense, since Jupiter was the King of the Gods, yada yada. We learned that actually we knew at this point that MPM 3 Bumblebee was coming out, but we got some additional details on it. But this was a sort of a long going It and the Optimus. So there's going to be more stuff throughout the show talking about that all year. A lot of last night stuff. We learned that the shelf label was discovered. So, like, for people who aren't familiar with Transformers news, especially every episode of Somebody's First, there's a lot of news and a lot of speculation that goes on sometimes the most minimal detail, whether something shows up in some sort of point of sale system, some sort of inventory system. And I don't even remember talking about this, but there was a first in store shelf label found with a price increase. Was this when we learned about, or we first got any kind of info on the premiere edition costing of these things?
Yeah.
This was a label that was mistakenly put out early at a Target, and it was the first thing to reflect that any of these price points were going to be bumped up from what we were used to, in this case, up to $29.99 for Voyagers rather than the $24.99, $25.99, depending on location that the generations go for.
There's a lot of stories over the year in respect to the Premier Edition pricing, and I took a lot of them out. There's actually one story. I can't remember if Rob wrote it or who wrote it. It was basically all of the positive things that could happen based on, and I think, like,
it's probably me.
Yeah, better paint and things like that. And in the grand scheme, I don't know that any of that came to fruition, but we did get some good toys.
Yeah,
just not toys that we couldn't have gotten at $15.99.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. So something I forget that happened this year, because I think of this as last year. Magna Convoy, the eHobby exclusive redeco of, that was what, Classics Optimus Prime, yeah. Which I can't remember if I got that or not. I did.
He's right back there.
We got packaging of that. You like him?
Yeah. I've always liked that Prime mold, except for the big forearm kibble, and it looks really good in blue.
Hmm. I need to check my Gmail to see if I ordered it or not, because I cannot remember. One thing, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about that Voltagus Bruticus that came out in 2017, and I had to think, did I get that? I couldn't remember, and I just happened a couple hours ago to look over my shoulder to look for something, and it was standing there, so, yeah.
In all its glory.
In all its glory, it's a beautiful toy. That was going to be my toy of the year, but then it's like five toys, and I thought, maybe I shouldn't count that. So
yeah, but I mean, it came out as one release.
Yeah, so.
And if you combine them together, it's one.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Let's see.
That would have been the greatest way for you to wrap up that segment after that big long preface. You can only pick one toy. I don't care what it is, and then you're like, "Yeah, mine's a Unite Warrior set."
Yeah. let's see here. So there's some toy leaks in January. More last night stuff. Leaks are a common theme that happens. This one just is photos of Bumblebee, etc. Expect lots of leaks this year.
Was there a big bald guy standing in front of it?
Well,
no.
Well, that was sort of an official.
I missed that guy.
Yeah, I mean, so where that was a leak, yes, but that's because somebody took a photo when they weren't supposed to. This is something that wound up in somebody's house or office, and they're taking photos
when it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else we got going on?
Not the last time that would happen this year.
Oh, dear God, no.
Well, it never ends.
Probably the biggest story this year was a leak. Hasbro Asia goes bananas with a new bonus item for MP38 Optimus Primal, which is his bananas. For those of you who, of course, don't remember, in Beast Wars in the Japanese series, he's always looking for his bananas.
Were they die-cast bananas?
I believe they were.
I don't remember, but
I mean that would follow form, because those Hasbro Asia bonus items are always die-cast metal pieces. When the first version of Masterpiece Optimus Primal came out, the Hasbro Asia bonus for that was the skull mace in die-cast metal.
Yeah,
with its points and everything.
Just occurs to me. Oh yeah, that's great. I forgot about that. So I don't have MP38. Let's see if that's still available, and if so, I may have it by the end of the show.
Check Amazon Japan.
True.
And then it'll probably be delivered to your house by the end of the show.
Yep. Okay. let's see here. What else we have? A lot of random news about Robots in the Skies. We learned about the crash combiners at that point. Just basic.
Yeah, the crash combiners, the team combiners. Like, basically, I think this is where we're starting to get, like, the combiner force theme opened up to us.
And if I remember right, based on the photo I'm seeing here, it looks like we learned about this one again during from a shelf tag.
Yeah.
Which is so weird that we learned about some of these things like that from a shelf tag.
Okay, so the crash combiners we heard about through a shelf label. The team combiners were on artwork found in a store on a display. I mean, you know, like months before the toys actually came out.
And I'm pretty sure there are a couple of things either this year or last that we found out about through the Robots in Disguise app.
Yeah, that was a thing that went on too.
Yeah.
The leaks are everywhere.
The leaks are everywhere.
If it comes out through the app, I can't really call it a leak because like somebody had to sign off on, okay, this asset goes in this at this point. Like that's an official release. It doesn't necessarily correspond to a toy coming out because there's a lot of stuff in the app that didn't come out as toys, you know, same character redacos and stuff like that. But every once in a while you get a hit.
Yep.
Yeah, and and Amazon Japan does have it for 7,000 yen, which is only $62.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, maybe $12 shipping on that. That's pretty good.
It's not bad at all. Okay, so...
And you'll have it on Tuesday.
Yeah. Let's see here. Titans Return, Sky Shadow, Brawn, and Roadburn detailed in-hand photos. I thought that we had Sky Shadow by this point, because it felt like we got that forever before Overlord came out.
No, we didn't actually see Sky Shadow until Toy Fair.
Interesting, okay.
Sure? I thought Sky Shadow debuted at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
In 2016.
One of those shows.
Yeah, because I want to say Sky Shadow like surprised us with how early it showed up. It did show up very early in the year.
And that it was actually Overlord.
Uh-huh.
So we're in the last week of January here. At this point, Six Shot is still basically the newest leader toy that's been released in any market. So Sky Shadow would still be a couple months off at minimum.
Yeah, the sequencing of those just, I don't know, screwed up in my head. I got Sky Shadow Six Shot the day that I got my NES Classic Mini.
Which did you end up enjoying more?
The NES Classic Mini.
I got Six Shot yesterday.
Well, I got that Six Shot like last week. That is, it's beautiful. Yeah, the Takara version is wonderful. Let's see here. So I've listed like comic reviews. I don't know how many of them stand out, but Optimus Prime issue 3 was reviewed. Any memories of that one? New Cybertron Part 3?
No.
Okay. February, we're getting close to Toy Fair. So we learned that The Last Knight was going to get a Super Bowl TV spot, and that at some point felt like a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
No, it didn't.
I never felt like this was a big deal. It was just a thing I needed to write about.
Yeah.
It was great. It was an obligation to talk about.
I mean, yes. Okay, let's be real here. There's always a Super Bowl spot for a movie.
Yeah.
The Bumblebee movie, probably not, because it's going to come out in December. But, I mean, I guess they could.
I'm just saying that trailer was probably the most watched trailer. Like, everyone was hyped. And
the movie wasn't.
That's true. More people saw that trailer than saw the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily.
Well, that's usually how it happens.
It's true. But more people saw that trailer that night. So, I mean, it seemed like a big deal. People were talking about it. There was a lot of publicity around it. So we had round two voting for Power of the Primes. This is, we were trying to figure out who was going to get, a leader class toy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Optimus Primal, Star Saber, Ultra Magnus, or Unknown Evil. So,
which was Deathsaurus.
Yeah. So Optimus Primal, of course, won. Cross Transformers Project, the Transformers cell phones, which I completely forget is a thing.
I mean, it's not that hard, Brian. They're just phoning it in.
Nice, Don.
I keep seeing stories about that coming out of Japan, and it's just, I forgot it was February when we first started hearing about that.
Well, that's because, okay, so like, they launched this as a crowdfunding operation, so... Mm-hmm. You know, there had to be the period of time where they were just like figuring out they could get enough people on board to make this happen in the first place before they could even start setting up production and everything. So, I mean, it makes sense that the timeline on this is a lot more, fairly more expanded than what we're used to.
Yeah.
In February, we got new in-hand photos of Megatronia, and there was side-by-side comparison with Combiner Wars Victorion. And again, that's something I forgot.
Megatronia is so much better looking than Victorion.
Did you pick her up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Combiner. Of course he bought it.
That's
a Combiner box set.
That's one that I skipped, and I feel that I need to fix that. Also, I skipped.
I would like to get Megatronia. I've never found it at a good enough price when I could actually afford to put money down on it.
So yeah. I feel like I need to get that. I skipped Bruticus, and I feel like I need that. But we're not really covering new news this week. But I don't know if you guys saw the leak or whatever it was for Blastoff.
Yep.
So.
Yes, we're going to be getting the Unite Warriors Blastoff mold in some capacity.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I feel less bad about skipping that Bruticus box set.
Well, I did too, Brian, but I'm happy because of what happens a little bit later on in the year.
Yes. So, Fans Toys 17 Hoodlum, which is their not Rodimus or Hot Rod. Did this one come out, Diecast?
Nope.
No.
Couldn't remember if that was one or not. So, still in February. Broadside was just hitting retail. So Hasbro trademarked a tagline, which at the time we thought might be, it made sense, the official HasCon motto, which was the premier Hasbro family event.
And we mocked them so often for that.
Yeah.
And it still sounds stupid.
But you know what?
I hope they rebrand for 2019.
But the joke's on me, because about every fifth time, instead of saying family, I say fan-mily. So,
oh, you actually went to the show, too.
That's true. I didn't pay to go, though. But if I had kids, I would. Did I pay to go? No, I didn't. I got them free.
Well, you took me, so that kind of counted.
Yes, you did have a kid with you.
Noah would have loved it, too. I regret not taking him, but he's not my kid. I didn't want to take him out of school. But he would have loved the Nerf stuff. That was a blast.
Well, maybe 2019 will be scheduled during like a break period for, you know, most kids.
A family event, you would hope that it would be.
Yeah.
So at this point, though, we knew very little about HasCon. I don't think we knew anything at this point other than it was to happen.
We didn't, because they didn't start talking any details until like 2 months before it happened.
Which we'll get to. Okay. Yeah. Transformers versus G.I. Joe, the movie. We got a cover of that comic. And for those of you who don't remember, because I don't talk about this again, that was a one-issue, one-shot that basically summarized in movie form the whole comic series. It's the most brilliant thing. I love that so much.
As I recall, there's like notes in the back that the movie version there is basically based on Tom Scioli's original series proposal before he and John Barber got together and started working on it together. I think he's the only one credited on that book. I forget.
I don't remember, but it's fun. Let's see here. We also have Forged to Fight was announced. I've still never played it. I'm terrible. I know. Takara Tomy's Transformers movie, the best figures. There were comparisons made. In photos between those versions and the original versions. Lots of movie news. We got our first look at Voyager, Grimlock, and more. Expect lots of movie stuff. I skipped a lot of it. So reformatted R27 Calidus from MMC, the unofficial IDW Rodimus, was put up for pre-order. Did anybody get this?
I got the repaints.
The one from TFCon.
TFCon, Toronto and DC.
I don't know that I've ever actually seen this up close. It doesn't do anything for me, but I know that there was a lot of people who are a fan of this.
Yeah, the Toronto one, which is the Lost Light one, the one I have in my hand, that one's excellent.
If that had been at DC, I would actually have bought one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. What else we got going on? Legend Scale Starscream from Iron Factory. Do you have this one, Matt?
It's Iron Factory.
You have it,
I think. Yeah. Yes, I do. Right here.
It looks really nice.
And
these are really nice. I have the three main seekers.
And I have the clear version.
Oh, cool.
That's DX9.
Was that DX9? I'm sorry. I thought that was the same one.
Speaking
of yeah, they are. Yeah, these are the DX9 set, Brian.
Oh, okay.
Well, then that's not what we're talking about right now.
No, it's not.
Third-party confusion? That's impossible. So, Gravity Builder, GT01GS, Green Shadow, Clear, not Devastator, images. Oh, Don, didn't you get this?
No, I want it, but I'm all kind of devastated out, and I'll just get my wallet, because even with Dononomics was a major purchase. So that's on my list of if I can get it.
I like Don's explanation. He's devastated out.
Yeah, devastated out. So big news.
That's 2017 in a nutshell.
Big His news is already devastated.
Big news from RFC 506. Crypticon is revealed. We saw the leg before, but we got the full render at this
point.
And
it sure looks a lot like Crypticon.
It sure does. It sure does. So of all these renders, this is one that I think looks the most photorealistic. Unless you're telling me that it is a photo, but this is a render, right?
The first image was a render.
It's a very nice render. The lighting and everything on it, they pretty much nailed it. Where most of them, you see them, they very much look like a 3D model. I've always thought that one looked really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see here. At this point, the subscription service 5.0 shipments were delayed because, again, that was a thing in 2017. It was the last year of the Transformers Club, and you're probably still getting emails with all the clearances that have going on.
90% off is the current...
Yeah, but they don't have anything left, just all their print materials and the War Rooters. Maybe.
A press release came out about that Unicron lamp that Don wants so bad.
That's why Don left for a minute just now.
Yeah, that's true. So, Planet X Apocalypse, speaking of Crypticon, we got photos via Weibo, the Fall of Cybertron Crypticon. I guess this came out, but I don't know of anybody who bought it.
Yeah, it did come out.
Diecast didn't get that. That's not his thing, right?
What was it?
Fall of Cybertron and Crypticon?
Oh, yeah, it did come out. Yeah, that's not my thing.
So Toy Fair happened. Lots of news coming out of that. Titans Return stuff, Nautica, Overlord.
Lots of news and some stuff we didn't know about going in.
I can't remember, what was the surprise coming out of that?
The Chaos on Velocitron box set.
Yeah.
At that point we knew there was a speed set. And
right, we just didn't really know anything about the contents of it, so we did actually have some surprises here.
I would say for me, the biggest surprise coming out of that, based off of the video that Diecast took, was how absolutely nice those Megatron figures looked, considering generally how poor, in my estimation, a lot of the movie line stuff winds up being. Leader Megatron looked like the winner at Toy Fair, but I would say that Voyager probably is the winner when it boils down to it, once they actually came out.
Yeah, I agree.
Wonderfest happened around the same time. So info about Legends, God Genrai, Masterpiece Megatron, which Megatron had already come out at that point, right?
I don't think it quite had.
Okay.
That might have been an April release?
Yeah, April or May, I want to say.
I'm thinking I had Despotron at that point. Yeah. God, that was a regret. like literally, I think like a couple weeks after picking up Despotron, I found out about Masterpiece Megatron.
Yeah, that's not as good as that time you almost bought an overpriced MP10 at BotCon 2012 an hour before the Hasbro panel,
yeah,
where they announced the Toys R Us release of that, but it's close.
Yeah, it's close. But I actually did blow the money that time. Let's see here. So at Wonderfest, we learned about a new Masterpiece toy. It ended up being, that was the Dinobot.
Yeah.
God, the Dinobot, though, this is what, February? We didn't get a good look at Dinobot until recently.
Right. And you're not going to get the figure until what?
July.
Like May?
Yeah.
July.
Yeah.
So that's that's a long delay between a silhouette and a photo. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, but I mean, what we ended up finding out about its engineering, you can kind of understand why it's taken this long.
And besides, it takes a long time to get the magic powder packages, you know, ready to go.
But the context we need to keep with the Dinobot thing, too, is that we weren't supposed to see what they were shown at Wonderfest. It was like how the Hasbro panel at BotCon used to work, where they would show you special stuff with the understanding that nobody's allowed to take pictures of this and show to other people. This is a special thing for the audience right here. So they would have been showing them like one of the earliest stages of development of that Dinobot. So, you know, by the time it comes out a year and a half later, that's the normal turnaround time for a Transformers toy from start to finish.
Absolutely true.
So this, when you look at it in that context, it's following along pretty much typically.
This is more in line with that Overlord reveal that happened at the last BotCon.
Yeah.
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 When it was just a silhouette. So also in February.
And then we were able to buy it the summer of the following year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
So in February, again, more comic reviews, Lost Light number 3 and Optimus Prime issue 4. Any thoughts?
I think I stopped reading Lost Light at that point.
I was still reading it and reviewing it, and I remember that one as being decent-ish. That was not where I broke with the series. That's coming yet.
So one of my favorite stories from the year in March, Chrome Dome. Several were found with the Legends Chrome Dome faceplate. And at the time, we thought it might be a running change. It just ended up being a factory error.
But it hasn't stopped me from still, every time I see a Chrome Dome on a peg, looking to see just in case.
Yep. Same. Luckily, though, I've not been seeing Chrome Domes on pegs anymore. So. Yeah.
Just one at my Walgreens.
Finally.
Forever.
Yeah. Phil picked me up one. Thank you, Phil. I love you. Let's see here. MP34 Cheetor and MP35 Grapple. We knew if we metal figurines of Optimus Primal and Ultra Magnus reveal.
Yeah, they're Hasbro Asia release exclusives.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had those. Especially the Ultra Magnus. Showing them on video for people who are watching. So moving along. Transformers Last Night movie masterpiece Mars identified, probably that was Bumblebee, right?
Well, I'm sure it says in the article.
Yeah, I'm not going to click into it. Not worth doing.
I suspect that might actually have been our first sign of Barricade, because we knew Bumblebee was coming at that point.
Yeah.
Bumblebee in a movie line? What do you mean?
That's impossible. Right. Pete's Robot Convention. We learned about Pete's Robot Convention.
Did anyone go to that? How was that?
Well, I don't think any of our group went to that, but people did go to that and generally seemed to have a positive experience.
Yeah.
By all accounts, Pete's Robot Convention was awesome.
It's like, from what people were saying, it had the atmosphere of like an older, small BotCon from before.
Which is what I want.
I think it was only one or two days too, right? It wasn't a whole weekend.
Possibly.
If I remember correctly, but yeah, everything I heard like, about the show was generally positive.
Yeah, I think there was one full day and then like special pre-registrant events for the night before, something like that.
Yeah, and he had toys on display, I think stuff from his own collection, maybe stuff from the Hartmans.
He had mock-ups produced too of what would have been the pitch for the 2017 BotCon set had that actually, you know, come to pass.
Yeah.
Which was the Titans Return Action Master Collection.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody who went who said they had a bad time. So, TFC Toys, Trinity Force, their unofficial Road Caesar.
Don, you're buying this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I just recently picked up the second part. The third part should be coming out in January or February.
So, you have the stilts. You're just waiting on the rest of it, right?
Pretty much, exactly.
Okay. But pants acquired.
Yeah, but as I've said, if anyone needs a new third party look at, it's Road Caesar.
Yeah,
you said that.
Yes.
We got official images from Toy Fair Australia. Normally, Toy Fair happens, and then some stuff is held back for Toy Fair Australia, which has historically been a week or two after. That's where we learned about. Was it Platinum Trypticon? I think it was Platinum Trypticon.
No, Platinum Trypticon was the year before, at least.
No, not here. But there was a Platinum Trypticon. The news came out of Toy Fair Australia.
Yeah, in 2016, I think.
And,
yeah.
Or 2015. And there were a lot of people who thought that it wasn't the case. They didn't trust the source. And a lot of people were kind of jerks online about it.
Well, that tends to happen when, like, an extraordinary claim is made. And for various reasons, proof cannot be offered.
Yeah.
such as when a Hasbro rep like pulls you aside and shows you a list of, you know, a printout list and says, look at all this cool stuff we're going to do this year. You should totally tell people about this, even though we can't let you show them this list or anything else to corroborate.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So that was something that happened. What else? Da-da-da-da.
But yeah, that's when we found out Misfire and Slugslinger were coming, which would end up actually being the end of the Titans Return line.
Yeah, I got Misfire, of course. Slugslinger Triplet has one for me at his house.
You're not getting the Japanese one?
I'll get the Japanese one.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It comes out at the end of this month.
I guess I have it pre-ordered. I need to check. So, Baldigus, we had new production sample photos. If you can travel back in time and pre-order that, do it. It's a beautiful toy.
I think it's still available to get now, anyway.
Probably. So, Ocular Max, Kojin, which was their Art Fire, went up as a sort of like a Kickstarter.
It was a crowdfunded toy, yeah.
And it was... It actually did
end up coming out, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think so. They raised $25,000.
Yep.
And it was $107. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I like the process they used for that, where, like, you know, they basically said the more people sign on to this, the cost is going to be lower for everybody. You know, the more people sign on, the lower the unit price, and we're going to just, like, knock down everybody's price regardless of when you sign on to it. So that was actually really cool.
Contact Shot, which Don loves, from Make Toys.
I think everybody who looks at that loves it. It's just a matter of, do we feel like we need to own it?
That's me. That was new photos of that showed up in March. Transboss revealed their unofficial MP scale cup.
Did that come out? Diecast?
No, not yet.
And
I love this next one.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're missing out anything so far on that one. The Shapeways Dispensor conversion kit from Trent Troop and Prize Inside came out.
Yeah, so that was a Shapeways upgrade kit for Titans Return Rewind, which could then work in conjunction with a sticker sheet from Reaper Labels to turn the data tablet thing mode into a Mountain Dew vending machine.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cool. And John DeLuna ended up like going full on customized with this and even did like custom painting on it to really bring it together. That's somewhere way back in his Twitter images, if you know, twitter.com/thatJohnD. It's worth going back and finding.
Transformers Annual 2017. Any thoughts on that?
That was really good. I like Priscilla Tramontano's art. She doesn't get to do interior art often enough, and I really enjoyed that.
Was that the Ghost Stories issue?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Chaos on Velocitron hits Hong Kong in late April, we learned, or would hit then. Subscription Service 5.0 started shipping in early March. The Dark of the Moon Shockwave statue from Prime 1 Studios was announced, and it's probably one of the least integral of the statues that have come out. Just, who cares? It's Dark of the Moon Shockwave.
Just another movie non-character who passed through and got murdered. Nothing important.
I do love the marketing for Dark of the Moon, though, where like everything was geared to make you think Shockwave was the big villain for the movie. And then he literally had 5 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, can't do that. It could be interesting.
It ended up being a big robot worm.
Mm-hmm. No, that was his pet.
Yeah.
That was a distinct thing from Shockwave. He just controlled it.
No, I mean, the big bad ended up being the worm and not Shockwave.
I thought the big bad ended up being Sentinel Prime and, you know, the planet Cybertron.
The big bad ended up being that tedious last hour of the movie scene.
No, you're confusing.
I thought Michael Bay was the big bad.
No, there you go.
I mean, my uncle's one of the most chill and forgiving people for movies on the planet, and he was looking at his watch throughout the entire end of Dark of the Moon.
How did he do with Age of Extinction?
Slightly better, I think, because the battle at the end of that is at least short in its boringness. So
yeah,
and there's Frasier,
and it's funny though because Dark of the Moon was the good one at that point.
Not to
be. Arguably. So we learned about Infernicus at this point, and that he was basically just a retool of Abomasnow.
Well, Oh, that's not entirely accurate. So the limbs are just recolors of the Transformers Prime Beast Hunter Abominus limbs, but the torso piece is entirely new.
It's entirely new, so it's not a retool of Hunger.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't actually have its own alt mode. Its alt mode is the torso.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never picked it up.
Me either.
Cost too much, as I
recall. $34.99, I think. And I also heard reports of people finding it breaking around the connection points.
Oh, great. I don't remember that.
Oh, great.
So, you know, nail in coffin.
Yeah. So we learned at this point, diecast, just how big Phoenix would be.
He's awesome.
So there's a photo here of him.
It's like 18 inches, right?
Yeah. Beside of Devastator. And, I mean, Devastator has to lean over, but they can basically look at each other in the eye. It's pretty cool. So, not a whole lot happened for the next couple weeks, honestly, news-wise. We got more Combiner Force information. There's a possible episode count. Was, I guess, rumored or revealed. A lot of stuff around the TV series, of course, we would learn that basically Robots in Disguise would come to an end this year. And it was more with a whimper than with a bang, which is kind of sad because I know a lot of people liked it. And what I watched of it, I really liked. But I just don't have time to commit to a TV series at this point unless I can consume it like all in one go, like over the course of one weekend out of a year.
I'm sure, you know, DVD sets exist or will exist.
Yeah, but a DVD set like that isn't going to make a show persist.
Well, no, but I'm just saying if you want to actually consume the series in its entirety at some point, you will have that option in the form that you desire.
Cyber Battalion Jetfire, we had in-hand photos. I never got my hands on this. Are those still...
Yeah, we were talking about this in the post-show last week, I think.
Are those still available at Walgreens?
Yeah, I just got one 2 weeks ago when they were on sale.
Okay, I've yet to see a single one of these at a Walgreens.
I've seen it.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah, so we were talking about MP36 Megatron before. A new photo showed up, so definitely it was not out yet. So this is in early March. The IMAX fan event, tickets for that would be made available in March.
I went to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
I forgot that happened. That's how important it was.
Yeah, I just went to the I just went to the fan event for episode 8 as well. And go ahead.
I think this is about where we figured out that I don't think we knew at that point that they knew they had a dog on their hands in terms of a movie, but they knew they were pushing really, really hard on the advertising to try and get as much business as possible. And to be honest, I don't think it just didn't work. I think it may have backfired a little.
I'm sure
it backfired because, like, we know roundabout what the production budget for the movie was, but their advertising cost had to be huge. And I don't think that's lumped into the production number, the production cost number.
Yeah. Usually it's a roundabout way of getting to that number. You just basically double the production number.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of hate the phrase try hard, but this was the most frickin' try hard advertising campaign, I think, for any of the Transformers movies.
Yeah. So we talked about Black Zarek a few minutes ago in the predictions. What we did get was...
That was like an hour ago.
Wow.
I just want to be clear.
Wow, yeah. Time's
Welcome
flying.
To hour two of the podcast.
Time's flying. Look at that. Iron Factory, Lord Scorpion, Dark Matter version. So this is what, about 7 inches tall?
Six at most.
God, I wish it were a little bigger, because I had the first one pre-ordered.
Me too.
Mei-Chan, get on this.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, make this like 8-10 inches tall. We will buy both versions off of you.
Come on. Master compatible.
Yes.
I will give you $80, literally. I will give you $80 for a Voyager-ish size Titan Master compatible knockoff of this.
Yeah,
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, I had that, Brian, and then I wound up getting a really good deal on Devil Stinger from Make Toys. I got a really great deal on that.
I just had this.
Yeah, basically I got Devil Stinger for $200. So that's like
Devil Stinger is just so weird looking.
Well, yeah, but see,
but isn't it great?
Yeah, mm-hmm. but exactly. It's like he's a giant robot scorpion that, you know, he looks different enough to be very menacing.
If there's a sound chip that says, "Here I am, rock you like a hurricane," I would buy it. Okay. So, April Tarotomy Legend series resumes in September with LG 44, 45, and 46. Thankfully, because I've been spending too much money on these Takara toys. God, 44, 45, and 46. Was this Cup?
Rodimus? Hot Rod and the Sharkticon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
okay. Not in that order. Yeah.
Let's see. Hasbro renews the trademark for Metroplex, which they have yet to exercise at this point, but who knows? So we learned about ROM versus the Transformers in a new comic series.
That's a pretty great series.
Just wrapped up.
Mm-hmm. It's already over?
Yeah, it was a 5-issue mini series.
Yeah.
Hideki Yoki retired in April. That was a big deal. Chaos and Velocitron hit Toys R Us's website, and is that what you ended up getting that for me, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah. I ended up buying 5 at one time, I believe, and shipping one as far as the UK.
My favorite headline from the whole year, though: Michael Bay threatens as many as 14 more Transformers movies.
I wrote that.
Yeah.
Yep. And as it turns out, the last night was at least 6 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's literally true.
Yes, it is. If you actually, you know, sit through the bonus features on the disc about the writer's room.
That would require me to watch it, but okay.
I did for the review.
All right.
I did my duty. And yeah, it's they had presentations and scripts for like a World War II movie, a King Arthur movie, like 2 or 3 other movies. And yeah, the last night is at least 4 of those stapled together. And once you know it, it shows.
Yeah.
So we got photos for Fantoys Grinder, the blue edition. So basically, this was their second take on Grimlock?
No, yeah. This was their first Grimlock. The original Scoria, which
they did a second
slag,
Scoria, okay.
Came with, yeah, they did a second Scoria or second slag, and the first Scoria came with feet. For the MP Grimlock.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the episode that I think that I gave the title of another cash grab from Big Third Party.
Which that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Grinder, the blue one, the turquoise one is nice. I'm never going to spend that much money on it, but it's nice.
Well, you know, I got lucky thanks to Dynamics. I wound up getting this for $145 shipped.
Don Dynamics never makes you lucky. It just puts you in debt.
It's a monkey's paw, really.
Well, no, Don Dynamics is the art of putting yourself in the least amount of debt possible while still getting the things you want.
Yeah.
That's the whole premise.
Diecast,
you should take some lessons, actually.
That's true. So, HasCon, we got a little bit of information in April. First details on contents and exclusives. I think we learned that there would be exclusives.
Yeah.
We
didn't know what they were going to be.
I don't think Hasbro knew what they were going to be at the time either.
No, I'm still completely certain that RC was supposed to be the first product for a new collector's club.
And Grotesque yes. the second.
Yeah, so I'll say this. I came into some information on HasCon that wasn't public, and I didn't share it. So I knew a little bit about what was going on at this point. And of the things that I learned about, like only a third of the stuff actually happened, which is one of the reasons you don't tell stories about things that don't happen yet, because
right. Yeah,
it turns out that you often look like you're lying.
And you also prove to the people who would otherwise provide you with that information that you can't be trusted.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but yeah, at this point, there was very little information. And this basically.
Get used to that. It's a running theme.
See here what else. So LG 45, Hot Rod, Cup, and Sharkticon, we got photos. And that was, there's a controversy around the Cup colors because in the original photos, he was very gray. And I really liked the look of that. I immediately didn't, but I grew to really like it because it was different. And of course, we got photos like a couple weeks later that showed that, he's green.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I kind of wish the gray one had come out because it would have been so much easier to photograph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the green one. I think they went with the right
color. I like them both. No, they totally did. I'm just making a joke about the trouble I had color correcting cup in photography. Because, seriously.
You found your Corlander.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I still have that Corlander sitting here somewhere.
Ha! I have one somewhere.
Well, it used to be up on the shelf next to me here, but I can't seem to find it right now. Anyway, this is not important.
Not important. So, but yeah, that was a thing.
No one will understand.
I don't get it.
That's because you weren't there with us in 2003?
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah.
Forged to Fight officially launches after announcement, so still haven't played it.
I don't play any of those mobile games.
Me neither. No. We have official photos of Voyager Optimus Prime from last night.
Yeah.
Never bought it.
Voyager's is the best Prime out of the whole line.
And this is the one that they ended up doing a clear version, right? For the Blu-ray?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish I cared. I wish. I really wish I cared. I just can't bring myself to do it.
It's a good toy.
It's a good toy. So more Combiner Force news happened in April. Stuff is trickling out. Yeah, so more correct photos for Cup, for LG-46.
What's notable about this is that they weren't actually new photos. They had just Photoshop recolored them, yeah, to reflect what it was actually going to look like.
And it's still, I'm trying to find mine on the shelf. This is still not quite as green.
That's color matching that color digitally, which is effectively impossible.
Mm-hmm. More photos of Magna Convoy came out. Oh, Transformers coming to Carnival cruise ships. This was for July 13th to September 17th. Did this actually happen? Kim and I have been wanting to do a cruise for like the last couple of years, and I think we're finally going to do one. There's a wrestling cruise with Chris Jericho that I really want to do, and she says no.
No,
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, I mentioned the Transformers one, and there's a Star Wars one as well. I don't think we're going to end up doing any of those. So,
but on the wrestling one, will there be a Fozzie performance of Chris Jericho?
Absolutely. Yeah, Fozzie's definitely playing. I really like Fozzie. Like, their album Happenstance, I think, is awesome.
I'll take your word for it.
So, I really do. I genuinely like that. More movie stuff. Unique Toys unofficial movie lockdown prototype revealed. People end up liking this one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I would have experienced that one.
Did it sell out? You just decided to skip it? What was it?
That's one of the ones that's lost in the shipment.
Oh. I'm sorry.
But you know, some customs official's kid is getting a really kick-ass Christmas thanks to you.
Yep.
Or some customs official is getting an extra like $80 on eBay this week.
And then hopefully giving their kid a really good Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not. No, but when this was revealed, people were really confused about how it could even transform.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's not any sign of the alt mode in the robot mode.
And now Diecast will never know because his toy is gone.
I'm hoping it's just going to show up one day. I don't think that's going to happen, but there's always hope.
So in May, we got photos of Ocular Max, Remix, Vulture, and Buzzard, the Laserbeak and Buzzsaw figures, which really wanted, except for the fact that you have to buy them as a set. So that never happened. So if you're following along, guys, in the show notes, I'm doing quite a bit of skipping, because a lot of it's just turns out it's repetition. Okay. So in May, we learned that, the last night theatrical release date was going to move forward a couple of days. And we speculated that maybe they're trying to cook the books a little bit to get a bigger bounce of, They
to
really
make their weekend numbers look bigger than they actually would be.
And they needed to do that, but they probably needed to do it for like a year.
2 weeks ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
our 16-day opening weekend numbers were really impressive.
So I'm going to skip a little bit and move real quick to Hascon. We finally got our official press release for the first ever HasCon family event. Yeah. And it still didn't have, it had quite a bit of information, but still, it was still pretty incomplete. It mentioned a lot of things like the Dude Perfect event, and I still only vaguely know what Dude Perfect is. But they mentioned like all their brands would be there, and they would have like appearances, meet and greets. But
with
it's still,
Chewbacca Mom.
Chewbacca Mom was there. That was the most important thing.
Oh God! Still pretty. It's still pretty speculative. We also in May we learned about MP39 Sunstreaker, which should be coming out here in about a month.
No, at the end of this month.
In about a week.
Yeah, it comes out on the 28th in Japan.
So looking forward to that. He looks very nice. Still haven't gotten rid of Sun Surge. Don, you want a Sun Surge? Oh. Don is playing with Sun Surge right now.
Don, do you want another Sun Surge?
Yeah, Sun Surge was the one that instantly went to like $40 on eBay because everyone is trying to dump their Sun Surge.
I want to make an unofficial Sun Streaker and call it Sunny D.
Yeah, that's nice. I love that. So we don't talk about more. I don't have anything in the show notes beyond this, so we'll get this out of the way. In May, we learned about MPs, the unofficial MP scale RC from Fans Toys, Rouge, and it looked...
Was it Rouge or was it Leia?
It's Rouge.
Oh, Rouge, okay.
So, of course, that ended up being sort of a hot topic as of late because of all those deplorable photos that Fans Toys took and sent out.
Creepy photos.
There's weird photos they sent out.
Creepy.
I think I like the look of the prototype better than I like the look of the one that actually came out. Is that wrong?
No.
I still there's still something wrong about it, but I think I like it better.
Again, it's got the same problem that the Thrilling 30 Generations does, which is that the lower body is too organic looking. It's like the entire torso is supposed to be angular, with the legs being the place where it starts rounding out. So, you know, it's still that they've humanized her proportions just a little bit too much.
Yeah. In June, we learned about MP12 Sideswipe, which would be the anime version that just came out. Matt, did you get that?
I did get that. Awesome. Thank you very much. Along with all the other cool stuff you threw in the box.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Let's see here.
Was there a
but
router
not
in the
a
box?
New router.
I thought he had one or I would have sent it.
And I'm just procrastinating like I do with everything about getting one.
I told you like 3 times last week to go buy a router.
And I ignored you all 3 times.
I'll say this. The problem is probably not his router.
That's it's true. The only thing we can affect, though. So
this is true. So this is my favorite in preparation for where we're going. This is my favorite story so far. Paramount's box office stakes high for Transformers last night after recent fumbles. So hopefully, fingers crossed that it'll work out for them.
Pride cometh before the fall.
Yes. I will say recent fumbles and it, as in other movies that released that year, not yeah, that.
Like Star Trek Beyond.
Baywatch.
Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell, yeah. It's not been a good year for Paramount.
I bet they've got Scarlett Johansson and Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Couple years. And was the Star Trek Beyond the year before?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was terrible, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't the same year.
No,
Paramount has not been doing great for a little while now.
Exactly.
It's a whole pattern.
I bet they wish that Disney would buy them.
I was about to say, they're probably on Disney's Amazon wish list for next year.
Yeah. Just waiting for the price to dip. So
I don't know if Disney's interested at all. They're like, well, we can't do anything with any of these properties, so screw it. You know.
Iron Factory's Bridge Watcher, photos popped up of that. Looks very nice. He's what, about $40? $25? $40? I think he's more in the 40 range.
Well, actually, around 25 to 30.
Yeah. I should get back into these, but I'm not. I just need to hyper-focus on what I buy. But it's still a very nice-looking toy. Okay, so the next big thing that popped up was Gabriel. DX9's also ran MP-scale Omega Supreme that was... So large, but not as large. was so large and so reasonably priced that Fans Toys ended up having to drop the price.
And it comes in one piece.
And it comes in one piece.
Or will when it actually comes out. I don't think it still has yet.
Yeah.
But thank you, DX9, for releasing that, because we all got a price drop because of it.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't thank you for mentioning the One Piece thing. That was my biggest problem with Ouchie Gets My Walletus, was the fact that it came in two parts.
Dumb.
And people, here's one of the things. People naturally want to defend things that they like, but there's no defending that. It's dumb.
The shipping costs.
We can rationalize why they might have made that choice, but that's not the same thing as defending it as a good choice.
Yes, but like even the shipping price isn't a rational decision because you still have to pay it. Or unless you wind up again only getting half of it, then yeah, of course your shipping price is lower. But it's a great toy, so I'm glad you have it. We have more info on Masterpiece Dinobot that happened. We have like these renders of what that could look like, and it looked pretty terrible at that point.
Robot mode looked pretty good, but yeah, the beast mode, as I recall, was not great.
It looked pretty terrible.
Yeah, because this is just like a core engineering concept. It doesn't have any of the like refinements that would actually be applied to the toy as produced.
Yeah.
We got in hand photos of Trypticon, finally. Before this, and see if I can find it.
With exploding hips.
Exploding hips.
Oh, we found out about that later.
So,
what are you looking for?
So, before we had speculated, before we knew about that Orion pack set, there was questions around what that toy was actually going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's,
That was, like, back up in April, I think, where that first came up.
So,
I saw it a minute ago.
Yeah, and that's when we first...
Oh, there, it's under June 1st.
So, that popped up. We actually didn't know what that was going to be. It was Crosshairs, is what we thought it would end up being.
That was one speculation, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is this when we heard the price of $59.99 was attached?
Oh, no, that was later.
That was later, okay.
Because at this point, we didn't even know the format this would be released in.
But we learned at this point, though, that it would be released effectively in a two-pack, and it's pretty much the only figure in that two-pack worth owning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you don't have...
I still like War for Cybertron Optimus.
Yeah, if you don't have the War
for Cybertron Optimus, like, at the price it actually came out at, that's a great price for that toy that should have been an Ultra, given the engineering that went into it.
Yeah, Don just dropped his. Really. He was showing it off. That's what that sound was.
Does it still have both its legs, Don?
Nice. To Chris's point, there's a ton of engineering in that toy. It's just never clicked for me. So I am throwing shade. It's not my jam, but I can see why somebody would love it.
Every other time I picked that toy up, and I have sold at least two different copies of it that I owned now, it would take me either 2 minutes or half an hour to transform it. One of those two, and never anything in between.
It is a very, very, very intricate transformation.
Yes. Bumblebee was worse, but this one is still pretty tricky sometimes.
Yeah, so I want to point out that like the prevailing speculation at the time that first photo came out was that, okay, this is probably Crosshairs because the colors sort of correspond to that if you take into account how the cup mold probably breaks down. But even at that point, I was already on this is probably Orion Pax, actually.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because of the Elite Guard symbols.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that came up in conversation during the show.
Yeah, I'm actually glad they went the Orion Pax route with it, because if I'm not getting Sure Shot and Point Blank, I don't want Crosshairs either.
I love Sure Shot so much.
It's all or nothing, man.
So,
although presumably if this had been the Target Master, that would have been an indication they were working on finding ways to actually produce the other two also.
So the...
you mean like the Monster Bots that we got two out of three of?
No, I have all three Monster Bots.
Yes, but one is a tiny little Titan Master
class. Yeah. But I still
the
have
other two
it.
Are Deluxes.
I'm fine with that. And
would you have wanted your Autobot Target Masters that way?
If it annoyed someone like this annoys you, then yes.
Okay.
Touche.
We got photos of Robots in Disguise Twinferno, which I love so much. He's the little flying dragon.
It's not the best Robots in Disguise toy, but you know,
he's a flying jet dragon. He's the best.
Yeah, I like the concept a lot more than I like the actual toy in hand.
We all agree.
The best one is it's Bisque.
Yeah,
I can't deny that. I still want that freaking Thermidor figure. I have it on pre-order.
I want that too.
He started showing up in stores. So
here?
Yeah.
Because I know it's been in Canada.
Today, I think.
Oh, thank God. Okay, that's great. So that's certainly a thing. Okay, HasCon update. We learned that Sam Bush, Peter Cullen, and Frank Welker would be there, and that Power of the Primes would be shown, and that was the case. DX9 Gabriel on official scale Omega Supreme. Basically, we got photos showing how big it would be in comparison with, what was it, MP10? Yeah, MP10.
Yeah.
And he's a big mamma jamma. How much bigger, diecast, based on this photo, is Alchicus My Wallace? I don't know that I've seen them side by side.
What's the other figure?
I think they're pretty close.
Gabriel.
Yeah, I think they're pretty close.
Are you looking at the photo?
No.
Okay.
But I know which, you know, photo you're talking about.
So, let's see here. Any thoughts on Salvation from IDW or Optimus Prime issue 8?
Salvation, well, it ties into what Optimus Prime is doing right now, and it was another Livio issue, just like Optimus Prime is doing right now. It's got Trypticon in it, and it's got a couple of new Dinobots, and that's all I really remember.
Now, Optimus Prime issue 8 was an interesting point in the story, but it really stood out more for some special full-page art panels that were done, which basically were like murals, basically, of Jazz's history, his background, and his perception of Earth. So, I mean, there was some really cool concept pieces in that, and it was just a good issue overall anyway.
Man, yeah. I'm glad we can talk about good things, because Titans Return is going to happen here in a few months. So, let's see here. In June, I feel bad here, because Hasbro and Paramount really needed the success with The Last Knight, but apparently expectations are going to be low for the performance.
And it still didn't meet them.
Mark Wahlberg says that The Last Knight is his last Transformers movie, but he is opening a new restaurant in Charlotte, so I can go to Wahlburgers or whatever it's called once that actually opens. Is that the name of his restaurant, Diecast? Have you been there?
I've never even heard of his restaurant.
Really?
But that is the name, yes. Yeah,
he and his brother Donnie run it.
But mm-hmm. The question is
it in Charlotte? Or
that's a chain, but the next newest one is in Charlotte. Don.
But the real question is, can you get chili there?
I had a chili. I had a chili Carolina style burger yesterday, and I was thinking of you while I ate it. Next, you should visit. And there's an awesome burger place just down the road from me, and they sell that. They call it the Carolina Beast.
I might do that.
You should. You should visit. Let's see here. What do we got going on next? Michael Bay. Michael Bay confirms that The Last Knight is his fourth and final movie.
No.
There's no and. Fourth, Brian.
His fourth movie. In his fourth final movie, because
you're ruining my joke here.
I know. was Revenge of the Fallen his final movie?
Yes.
Every movie. Yes.
One of them since Revenge of the Fallen has been his final movie.
I thought Dark of the Moon was his final movie, for the first final movie.
It was.
Dark of the Moon was his second final movie.
Yes.
It was his first final movie after Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The role of Paladin Desire will be played by Brian.
Yes. Okay. One of the best news items all night. Exclusive 2017 Wonderfest MBEX movie. The best Laserbeak from the Bumblebee mold was leaked. I still have yet to pick this up. I need to fix that. Of course,
No, you don't need to fix it.
Why?
Because that's your Christmas gift. It just didn't come in yet. So
holy crap!
Don't fix that. Okay.
Well, okay, I will not fix that. Thank you.
Yeah, surprise. Way to ruin the surprise, but at the same time, the way he buys stuff during recording, you kind of had no choice, did you?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Awesome, thank you. That's awesome.
Until it gets lost in customs.
Yeah, and yeah, now as Brian's long as it reaction, makes it through customs.
That's awesome.
Now Brian's reaction will be permanently recorded as part of this episode, so that's even better.
Hey, thank you. I love that. That's awesome. I don't even know how to go. Okay, so what else?
Well, let's talk about something that we haven't heard anything else about since.
So
that is driving me insane.
The cassette bot?
Yes.
Okay, so Cassette Bot versus Cassettron, MP15 and MP16 set revealed.
15 and 16E.
Why? I forgot these were even coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and Brian, I just checked over at
BBTS. And they're supposed to be out fourth quarter 2017.
It's like $125 for the set at Big Bad. I was looking earlier.
Yeah, and they're still not out, because I had to remind myself, oh, yeah, that's a thing that I thought about, and then promptly forgot about it because of the cost.
I have never had to be reminded. I want Masterpiece Enemy badly.
So here's the thing. I'm looking at my enemy right now, and
I...
I'm looking at enemy on my shelf. I could reach up and grab him. Except the thing is, I don't know that the Masterpiece version is going to be any better than that.
Brian, I thought it was Elf on the Shelf.
It has knees and elbows.
I'm looking at the Takara Tomy Mall page right now, and if I'm reading this right, it's saying the release date for this is 12/23.
Okay, well,
I mean, there are... Hey, news, yay!
Well, there are full-color pictures and everything. We had those, but, like, I think we had those. Anyway.
I just hate paying that much for that set. Since they did release Soundwave over here, I in the back of my head, that's kind of something I want to talk about next week.
Yeah, you know? I need it, but I don't think that the Masterpiece, like the Rumble and Frenzy mold, are that much better than...
But you get a wing thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
I had to explain to one of my younger friends who collects
And a brand new mold. And the steel jaw mold.
Yeah, but it's not steel jaw. So,
well, yet, spoilers.
we've hardly talked about this all year.
This is the only time we came up.
No. Did we not have this?
Seriously, if this would have come out by now, Masterpiece Enemy would have been my toy of the year, damn it.
This isn't the first time. This is pulled from the show notes from episode 524 in June.
We talked about it two times this year, which is first when the listing went up. And then again, when we had an actual set of photos to look at.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm saying this being the 21st episode in June is when we've barely talked about it since then.
That's true.
It wasn't the 21st episode in June. It was the episode recorded on the 21st.
It was
That was my birthday. That's how I'm remembering
it. Your 21st birthday. Very good.
Yeah, okay. Don's 21st birthday.
Happy birthday, Don.
Twice over.
So the very next week we had this again because we actually had real images.
So we'll talk about that in a second. Photos of Overlord was leaked. That's awesome. We learned about the official photos of that box set that was coming out.
Made everybody furious.
I am still PO'd about that.
I don't blame you.
So the difference with this figure is that the cab opens and Minerva can go in it.
The cab can open on...
It comes with Minerva and cab.
So the cab opens as is. I've never even bothered.
Yeah, you can open the cab / chest plate on God Bomber and see his Titan Masters
in there.
Yep.
Yeah. But the kicker of it is that...
It's not kicker, it's Minerva.
It costs actually, in some cases, a little less than buying them individually, which you just did within the past month to get God Bomber.
Because this set was announced like a couple weeks after the individual retail God Bomber came out.
Yes, yeah. And then says, oh, by the way, you're also getting two appropriate Titan Masters that come with this thing. It's like, that's a gigantic middle finger from Takara Tomy to the rest of the world.
They could have avoided making people really, really mad if this just would have been colored like Fire Guts.
Chris would love it. You would love it.
Or just maybe chrome it up and not include the what makes me so angry is that you get Cab and Minerva. It's like, that's who you want to have.
That's what I'm saying. Make it the Fire Guts version and throw in the extra character so you have three reasons to buy this.
Because then it's not just basically a repeat of something you already have, because it is like
just bought a month ago. You've got regular God Jinrai. You've got the end of Master Force with Burning Justice. God Jinrai.
There you go.
That would make me very sad if it was Fire Guts, because I would have had to come up with an extra $170 at the end of the year.
And your sadness makes me happy. So I really would have loved it.
Yeah, no, I would have done it. I'm not saying I wouldn't have. I'm just saying.
So the big item.
I have obligations, damn it.
The big item that happened this week was Transformers The Last Night came out and we reviewed it. And we gave it, and I literally still get crap over this, we gave it a fairly positive review.
It's a good movie.
Well, again, I keep harking back to what I said. A gigantic asterisk that says, for a Michael Bay Transformers movie, this wasn't bad. But that's only in the context of comparing against to everything else. Outside that bubble, it's crap. By every film production standard, it's crap. But hey, in that bubble, it's watchable. It's okay.
Hey, Mickey's like assessment of this kind of made me reconsider it afterwards, because he was like furious at all of us for saying that this was even a remotely decent movie. And I thought about
it. Thank you, hey, Mickey.
Yes, and I thought about it, and he's right. But again, it's the first one that I have come out of since the first one where I was not offended in some way, basically, by the treatment of Optimus Prime. I mean, he was not, he doesn't commit a single war crime in this movie. It's great.
Yeah.
But also, well, he is reduced to a Pokemon named I Am Optimus Prime.
And anything bad he does is also as a result of mind control by a malevolent force, so.
And he's still not as vicious mind controlled by a malevolent force as he is in any of the other movies.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's true. So.
But remember that time Optimus Prime murdered Frasier?
Oh god!
I was wondering how to work that in.
Remember that time that a movie showed us executing an unarmed old man was bad, and then 30 minutes later had Optimus Prime heroically execute an unarmed old man?
Guys, hate to break it to you, but it didn't go so well. It bombed.
Yeah.
It completely, miserably, totally, undeniably failed its first weekend. The Last Night was an abject failure domestically.
I once saw it the first weekend.
Me too. I saw it three times the first weekend. It didn't help it.
I saw it the following Tuesday on my Gigabeetle bit.
Yes.
Why does Gigabeetle hate you, Rob?
Because I made the offer and he jumped on it. So
yeah, we still haven't figured out why he hates Rob, but I mean, I was going to say Rob profited by it, but not really.
So no. The Last Night completely bombed its first weekend.
And that's with adding a couple extra days onto that weekend.
Yeah.
It was a completely failed opening weekend.
Yeah, I forgot what the total was. It was 65 million?
Wasn't 65 million what they were hoping for, and it didn't even hit that?
Hot rod. Hot rod.
Hot rod. Hot rod. Let's see.
We should have pulled up Box Office Mojo.
So, okay, according to your story, it was 69 million is what it made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was potentially going to go as low as 65 million. Age of Extinction made right at literally $100 million, and that was a disappointment. That was a big disappointment.
Well, Age of Extinction was a disappointment.
This is true. Yes. So, 65 million.
The fourth one in a row.
So The Last Night, I mean, I'll just spoil it. It did terribly here in the U.S. It didn't do a lot better overseas, but
at least with the overseas take, it made back its production budget and then a little bit more.
Yeah, I think we made like $600 million something worldwide.
That sounds about right. Yeah. But that's probably the production budget, the advertising budget, and then maybe, you know, a little tiny bit of profit.
Yeah, where like Revenge of the Fallen made like $400 million just here in the U.S.
And then got to almost $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah, it might have made $1 billion. It was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And that was the worst movie.
Yeah. So no comment from Diecast. It's his favorite. But yeah, so, but diminishing results as these movies come out, probably that trend's not going to improve. If so, not much. You know, but I mean, it's not like it's a big year for movies. I mean, Star Wars came out this weekend. It only made what, $220 million?
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, but that is Star Wars. And, you know, the last one made $248 million, so this one's a little bit of a disappointment, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so it didn't do well. Not good news for Paramount. I think Hasbro is fine. I mean, this is not their bread and butter. The movies aren't. This is, like, over and above. So, but, yeah, then did not do well. Let's see here. This was the week that we got photos of LG 56 shot, which is Matt and I talked about. We both actually got that recently. The photos did not differentiate it enough from the Hasbro version for me to initially want it, but it is absolutely beautiful in hand, but it just didn't look that different in photo.
Well, in photos, the main thing with it is it looks like it has less deco, which technically it does, but it's accurate to what they're going for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is certainly a nice toy, unfortunately. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter that I didn't get it, like, when it immediately came out. It's a nice toy. It was only a matter of a few weeks.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else is going on? Again, we actually got the photos of the Cassette Bot versus Cassettron set.
Yeah.
Does look really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the big thing with this is that there is that steel jaw mold, which they're using for one of the one of the side cassette characters that they pulled out of, like, really old, obscure fiction, which basically is the advance notice of Blaster's coming at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's basically where I was going before, is how much of that signals that Blaster's coming out. Eventually he will.
Yeah.
Any character like that where they don't have to worry about a license is a pretty safe bet, as long as it's a core character.
And of course, then they can get Twin Cast out of it, and, you know, even better. And they could even do a Shattered Glass one, although who even cares?
I don't.
I've said this before, and we speculate about Masterpiece Blaster coming out someday, but, like, I'm just waiting for that to be revealed, and they do a side-by-side with the G1 toy, and the G1 toy is still bigger.
Oh, yeah, it will be. Because Blaster should be the same size as Soundwave, right.
I haven't put them side-by-side. G1 Blaster is very tall, it would be taller, I guess, than Masterpiece Soundwave. So funny. Let's see here. Okay, maybe it's not so bad. Hopefully on the second weekend, the last night did better. Oh, wait, it dropped 78%.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Too much joy in that.
Yeah, that's my
probably.
Department. Yeah. This is helping us build the franchise, and you guys are just like, oh, great, it's terrible.
Building the franchise isn't our problem. We're just fans. We're not stockholders. We don't own Hasbro. Yeah. It's not our problem.
I don't think I have stock in Hasbro, but I might. I should check so that I can disclose that.
And again, many of us have, you know, we did our part and went and saw the movie at least once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even against our better judgment, and some of us with Swedish money.
That's true.
You know, we didn't just sit here, you know, hands off waiting for it to fail. We actually
I totally did.
Most of us didn't sit here hands off waiting for it to fail. You know, we tried our, I don't want to say obligation, but we did our, you know, basic part in it.
As much as some people hate the movies, the money does help.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Not so much this time.
You know, but over the past 8 years since the first one came out, I know it's 10 years, but over the past 8 or 9 years, Hasbro has seen the fans talking about their movies, and they've taken nothing away to try to make the movies better.
Hasbro or Paramount?
Well, either one. I'm just saying they've seen everybody's comments, and they've seen all the feedback that's out there in the world, and yet they're not utilizing anything, apparently.
So the thing is, Don, I think the writer's room project they did for this movie actually probably was an attempt to respond to the fairly consistent and growing fan criticism of the movie series, and a little bit of popular criticism, too. But too little, too late, and
Michael Bay.
And they hired the same director that people have been complaining about for years and years and years. So how seriously did they really take
a good director can save a bad script, and a bad director can destroy
a good script.
Yeah.
Or good scripts.
That's why
for good scripts.
We heard about the Bumblebee movie being a thing and having the different director. Like, we skipped right past the last night and decided we're pinning our hopes on the Bumblebee movie to prove the future of the franchise. Because if that bombs out, then there is no hope for it.
No hope, no hope, no hope at all. Okay, so speaking of Unique Toys, Ragnaros, unofficial Bruticus new assembled prototype, picks of MP scaled, combiner. This is one of what, two MP scaled Bruticus?
This two year. Coming out right now. Yeah, I mean, three if you count the Warbitron one, which already came
Warbitron
out.
Warbitron doesn't seem like, I mean, it's a big toy, but it doesn't seem masterpiece-like to me. Am I just missing?
Scale, though, we're talking. Yeah. Like, this is masterpiece scale, because, I mean, I think all three of those Bruticuses in that size range are taking their own liberties with the designs.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't call any of them exactly masterpiece-alike.
It's a nice-looking toy, but, yeah.
Don, you're going to get one, right?
No.
He's got Warbitron.
I've got Warbitron, and I'm also I'm getting the small...
Dixon?
Yeah.
The Iron Factory. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do something different. Okay. Fans Hobbies, MB's, or if I Fly Pro, MP Style Grotesque. Speaking of doing something different, these three toys came out this year, and they look great. And they sold well. You know why? Because they weren't Springer.
Yep.
Or Predacons, or Dinobots. It's a new company that proved themselves with their first, was there a release between Scourge and the Monsterbots diecast, or they go straight from that into the Monsterbots?
Scourge, Monsterbots, they had a G2 Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a new company, but they strongly proved themselves with their first release, and that gave people confidence to really dig into the Monsterbots, which, yeah, they were a very different thing than other people were doing in the style that people had already decided they like from this new company. Like, it was a really good confluence of situations here that led to this really working out like it did.
Yeah, so, good job, Fly Pro, or Fans Hobby. The names, they don't stick with me. they just don't work. Okay, so Titans Return Trypticon. There's something wrong with this hip joint. And we have a handy-dandy modification guide on tformers.com.
Yeah, some of them had, over-tension springs.
Yeah, mine did.
The first time I tried it, I was like, let me try it before I take it apart. Oh, it just broke.
French.
Yeah, I mean, they're... ended up being a couple different ways to address this. One's by trimming the spring down. The other is, like, people were saying, like, pre-compress the springs for 10 or 15 minutes each to kind of work out some of the tension.
And that did not work for everything. I tried the pre-compression thing, and I still had to cut more than half off of one of my springs.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that sucks.
I don't think this has kept being an issue farther into Trypticon's life cycle.
Yeah.
So, you know, your mileage may vary depending where you get yours from, how long it's been in stock, that kind of thing, but it's not really like an active issue anymore.
Next big item, Revolution, the comic crossover mega set from, Hasbro at San Diego Comic-Con. That was a big, big news item that popped up this year.
Because IDW has to be just like Marvel and DC with the giant comic crossovers that nobody wants.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, their crossover this year, First Strike, I actually enjoyed quite a bit. It was definitely better than Revolution.
How is it different?
Well, for one thing, they had people writing Scarlet who made her not stupid.
Yeah.
That's like the most important thing. Like Scarlet was the focal point of First Strike, just the same way as she was in Revolution. But she is not stupid and overreacting to everything, which means that and they go out of their way to make her a character worth following. And it makes all the difference in the world. It kind of face plants at the end because it was inevitable that it was going to, because it had to turn from the story I was interested in reading into a commercial for Visionaries joining IDW's universe. And
that got Don's attention.
Yeah, I was about to say, and I am happy for you, Don, but I still just don't care. And it just utterly derailed
you
what was going on.
Care.
No, I won't.
So,
but it just utterly derailed the story I was interested in at the very end. But otherwise, I recommend First Strike highly. It was really well written. That was Margaret Scott again, who is in part who has written just about every IDW comic I actually cared about this year.
So, was it the Renegades Roadblock that this ended up being the design for? I don't remember.
on the Retaliation Ultimate Roadblock or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember that. Roadblock was played by The Rock, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it has a different head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same body.
Yeah, like the head. Where do the chops come from? I don't recognize the head sculpt. Is that specifically from the IDW version? I guess it would have to be, considering it's the...
I think so.
Okay. I don't like that look.
Figure's really nice, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Those Retaliation figures are nice. Let's see here. What else?
And, I mean, this was also the first point where you can get a ROM that's basically in scale with other Transformers toys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wally Burr. The Sunbow, and I mean, he was legendary. He worked all over the place, but he was known for us as the director for the Transformers series and Transformers the movie.
Now read this line back exactly like I'm giving it to you.
So we learned that the Bumblebee movie was going to get a $22 million bonus to film in California.
Exclusively in California, which has now all happened. They may still be doing some second unit stuff, but filming's basically over with.
Hopefully, you know, around all the fires, which we hope all of our friends out there are doing okay.
Well, those could make for a really interesting finale. I mean, you know, you save that for the big fight at the end, you've got something.
We learned at this point we were getting new Machine Robo figures, including, was it a retooled Bike Robo Don?
No, brand new molds.
Brand new.
Brand new molds.
Bike Robo is brand new?
Still never seen that Bike Robo.
Yeah, the second Bike Robo is new. It's bigger. I mean,
yeah. So it's a super GoBot. I thought
that was a joke.
Yeah, basically it's Masterpiece GoBots if you look at it. Because here's Tank for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, but yeah, that's small.
That's one. The first wave. I've got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there was a new version.
Yeah, this news item is about another assortment.
Oh yeah,
including the Shuttle Robo, Missile Tank Robo.
Yeah, I've got Missile Robo to talk about next week, and then you also had Shuttle Robo, Missile Robo, and then the wave before was Blackbird Robo, which was Snoop.
Yeah, but this
the second Bike Robo was completely a new mold.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about that first one. I'm not going to buy a second one to correct that.
I'll be honest, I didn't realize that was there was a difference on that.
Yeah, I knew there was something different. I thought it was a retool or a repaint. So
I'm sorry, I didn't even realize. I didn't even know the Bike Robo was re-released. I didn't know that.
Let's see here. What else we have? So there was going to be a poll as to what toys Takara Tomy should re-release. RC Windblade, Blur, and Fortress Maximus won the poll. But what little good that did, because eventually there weren't enough pre-orders to satisfy those, so those were canceled. I mean,
well, a few of the winners were canceled because there weren't enough pre-orders, but other ones actually did go through.
Which ones went through?
Blur and Wheelie, I know, did. I'm not sure which of the other ones actually made it.
Ultra Magnus is going to be reissued.
Like some of them are out. Some of them are out this week.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Fortress Maximus did not make the list, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, not surprised by that one.
But we did get another mold of that.
Yeah,
I think Metroplex was scheduled to be re-released, and that got canceled for pre-orders, wasn't it?
I thought Metroplex actually made it.
Maybe it did.
I don't think that one was based on pre-orders. I think they just said it's coming. Yeah,
gotcha.
That wasn't even one of the conditional ones like Grand Maximus either.
So we learned that Titans Return, there would be more professional voice actors, influencers and such, and YouTube stars in the new series. And boy, is there.
Yeah, there are definitely people.
They are certainly there.
Makes it all that much better, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely does.
Oh, yeah.
We got photos of DX9, DL11, Rick Tofen, the unofficial MP style Power Glide. Don, do you have that?
Yes, I do.
And Diecast, you do as well, right?
He's awesome.
He looks great. He really does.
Really nice.
I mean, make a note, Rick Tofen.
That one you're good to buy. You're good to buy that one.
Good to know. So nice toy. I don't expect it to ever come out, so I might consider getting that one. Then, of course, knowing my luck, you know, as soon as I get it, Takara will announce that Power Glide is coming. Yeah. Let's see here. So there was a Titan Master Ultra Magnus Titans Return card art leaked. which sort of gave us insight into that another set might have been canceled. And lo and behold, that would actually come out. We learned that the next week, actually, that RC would be released at HasCon as an exclusive. It would be a Headmaster RC. I think we knew that it was going to include that Ultra Magnus head. Maybe not.
I think we knew, like, as soon as they announced it officially, which was...
It did. It's in the package.
Very quickly.
Yeah, it's in the package. It even says it right there. So, yeah, that was a big deal for Don. Don was, like, the number one trending internet celebrity on August 2nd.
Yeah, how many mentions did you get over that day, Don?
I think I was close to 40 or 50 notifications.
And Don, I, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm the one that told you, right, in text.
Yes. Yeah, I was on lunch, and I at 9 o'clock in the morning, I was on lunch. Yeah, and then you texted me, and I was like, what?
That's what he normally does when I text him. God. Okay, so WWE superstar John Cena joins the cast of Bumblebee. So that was good. We learned that.
We don't know yet.
We know that he's in there. Well, that is going to be good. Yeah, we don't know
actually
that.
Be able to see him, though?
Yeah, hopefully. So there was speculation that we would have, based on this RC, a Transformers Collectors Club. So when Hasbro Pulse came up, well, I guess it was 2016 when that first appeared, there was speculation that there, based on something that was said there, that there might be a collector's club, but it never panned out.
Well, they actually took our emails for some kind of impending announcement about the Transformers fan club. Never happened.
Was it fan club? I think, was it not fan club and convention? Or was it specifically fan club?
Fan club is what I remember. There might have
going been... back all the way to when Hasbro Pulse started, which I think was actually in 2015.
Holy crap.
But no, the thing about the fan club and all that was the end of last year, the end of 2016. And yeah, I don't remember if a convention was mentioned at the time, but I know the fan club was.
Toys R Us listings were that this was a collector's club item.
Well, no, it was the file names with the promo photos for RC that actually were, HTC something or other.
That too.
Yeah, I mean that was. I think that was our first indication that this had something to do with a fan club, and kind of led to like, is that what's going to be the actual release venue after HasCon?
Yeah.
Let's see here. MP711, we learned about the Masterpiece Convoy 711 exclusive redeco. It's like 25,000 yen, so it's quite a bit of money, but it's beautiful.
Well, it's what MP10 costs.
Yeah. So how much, really?
Yeah.
But
so
it's weird.
$150? I'm still in my mind going back to when yen was roughly 1,000 equals 10 bucks. So it's not quite to that level now.
The exchange rate's better these days.
Yeah. Go ahead, Don.
No, I was going to say, it's so weird that it's basically Ultra Magnus, but with the colors they're using for the 7-Eleven colors, it makes a white Optimus look something other than Magnus.
It does. It's very nice. It's very nice.
I'm hoping YJ does that one, too.
So, in August, we learned that MP40 would be Target Master Hot Rod, including the Firebolt mold from the Hasbro release. There was another press release for HasCon where we learned that Sue Blue, Sam Bush would be there, as well as Isabella Moner. And once we got there, God, that Isabella Moner panel when Marky Mark was just lost in her hair. That was so weird.
That was not a very good panel.
It was not a very good panel. Okay, so the movie came out just a few months before, but it's going to be out on digital HD September 12th and Blu-ray September 26th, which isn't super quick, but you would like for a few more months between releases of the theater and theatrical and home video. Just
3 to 4 months is becoming pretty standard across the board.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's not really a thing for Transformers specifically. They're just closing that gap down more and more all the time.
I'm just gonna skip ahead. You guys reviewed like 25 different versions of it or something on tformers.com.
I reviewed 14. Well, I unboxed 14 copies. Rob reviewed one.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's crazy. let's see here.
I still have most of those, too.
You're going to send me the 3D one, right?
Well, as soon as you send me some money.
We learned in late August at Mark Wahlberg. You know, like, the level of celebrity keeps going up as they get closer and closer to the convention. I wonder why. So in August, Make Toys Galaxy Meteor is canceled, and that certainly caused an uproar online. There was that weird hashtag make toys get made.
Make toys yeah. or something.
That would have been much simpler than whatever the hell it actually was.
Yeah.
Get Make Toys Made, something like that. Get Make Toys Toys
but,
Made.
But then at TFCon in DC, they had color prototypes of the other two Seekers.
No, TFCon, you can buy Galaxy Meteor.
Right. But they also had color.
Well, yeah, but by that point, they had already got it all sorted out, didn't they?
Yeah. Little bit.
And if they're making one sample, you know, it's not hard to just change colors in the mold and run one or two more for hopeful future releases.
If they're not just hand-painted in the first place.
Oh, hey, HasCon tickets have now been discounted as much as 50%. I haven't quite figured out why.
That was a Groupon.
But yeah, it was. That was a Groupon.
They wanted to anger the people that paid full price.
Yes, because they did say flat out there will be no price adjustments.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. One thing we haven't talked about was tickets were not cheap for this.
Yeah.
They were substantial. So yeah, and they didn't get as many people as they were expecting. When we were there, the turnout looked to be pretty good, but I forgot diecast. What number was it that we heard that they were actually hoping for?
45,000, something like that.
They got what, about 10?
Yeah,
I would be ecstatic to get 10,000 people.
Seven or eight on Saturday? Saturday was their busiest day, of course.
But yeah, there's a concert on Friday night, or Friday night that featured a young pop star that I don't remember her name. And there was
Daya,
and there was nobody there.
Yeah, it was
nobody. The Flo Rida concert. I mean, I'm certain he was not cheap to get there, and there were quite a few more people there for that one. But still, that arena was not full by any stretch.
We were
sitting
at the top, and they were like, "You have to move down," and we were like, "We have to move down." Like, they just wanted to get people closer to the stage.
That was for the Daya concert. Yeah, we could have moved down for the Flo Rida.
Yeah.
But that was actually a pretty good show. He's not my favorite musician by any stretch, but
it was a very good show. It was entertaining. It was definitely a little bit more upbeat than Friday's show.
Absolutely. So at HasCon, we had the Hall of Fame presentation. We had the panel that that's where we finally got to see the Dinobot combiner form, right? Or was that?
They had it in like a test shot, like a gray test shot prototype, but we didn't actually see it. It was just people that were at that event.
So I went directly to the Hasbro Transformers panel, which was the first thing. Of course, that ran parallel with people who wanted to go to get the exclusives. So far and away more people were in line to get exclusives than were there to see the Transformers panel. And so there was hardly anybody there. It was pretty disappointing. But there was news, but I wasn't blown away by any of the news.
Well, I wonder why that was.
I think the most noteworthy thing that happened at HasCon was that they managed to release a toy during HasCon that we never knew was coming. That was when Grotesque.
That was New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
New York Comic Con. Okay. Yeah.
Which was, to be fair, was, you know, like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, worth bringing up. I was sitting in a restaurant where I barely get any reception, and I was sitting there, and you guys sent out an email to our mailing list, and they're like, "Hey, Grotesque is out," and I'm like, "What? What's Grotesque? Was that?" It's like, "Are we getting a Grotesque? Since when are we getting a Grotesque?" And I checked
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago, and it took forever, basically at 3G speeds for it to load, but I was able to get one.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was amazing. Let's see here. Yeah, we had no idea until, you know why we had no idea? Because it was in a plain frickin' box. I honestly, that's probably the reason.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking you're probably right.
But yeah, so if we want to get surprised, we just need to have more plain boxes. So around the same time, since this has been the year of statues, we got the Soundwave statue. And what, a Beast Wars Megatron statue? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I like that. 2017, the year of the statue.
Yeah.
Year of the statue, year of the Springer, year of the Predacons. Well, no, 2015 was really more the year of the Predacons.
And, of course, the leaks.
No, Predacons is going to be 2018, year of the Predaking.
Well, the official one, yeah. Yeah,
my only problem with that Beast Wars Megatron statue is the Dinobot on the base.
Yeah.
It's forced, and it's non-canonical.
Yeah, at least with I think it was the Optimus Primal statue that has the dismantled Waspinator on the base. That happens
all the time!
Yes.
When didn't it happen?
Exactly.
It's true about two-thirds of season one.
So in September, RC was going to go retail. Toys R Us put up a page for it. It went up on 10/5 and sold out very quickly.
For pre-order on 10/5.
Yeah, that's right. Authentics, we started getting more photos of the Authentics line. Not a lot of buzz around that. They are, again, kind of boring. They're lower-end toys, but they are a thing.
If I see them anywhere for $5 each, I'll probably grab a couple.
Yeah. Galaxy Meteor was uncanceled. And when the price dropped to $100.
Yeah, down from like $120, I think.
Yeah. And people love that toy. And I love that it's different. I love that it's not just the G1 stuff all over again.
Yeah.
So, TFCon, the third-party panel, was a huge disappointment for those of us that were there. Basically nothing worth talking about showed up there. And there are different opinions as to why. One thought was that with everybody copying each other, why show off what's going to come out? And, well, yeah, that's true. Usually by the time, though, that it hits the panel, they're so close to being out, it doesn't really matter. So I don't know how much that specifically holds water. Another theory is there's just not as much third-party stuff coming out. And anecdotally, when I think back to all the stuff that's happened this year, there really does seem to be way less third-party product that came out in 2017 than came out in 2016 or 2015 or 2014. It seems like just the number of stuff, the number is just substantially dropped.
Well, for one thing, I think that's part and parcel of when you start making everything friggin' masterpiece-sized.
That's, yeah, very true. But
there's only so much time you have to make them and only so much money people have to buy them.
So XV posted an article at the end of September called Unlicensed Third Party, The Death Spiral, where he basically postulated that third party is, you know, not in a great place and it's declining. And I know that raised the ire of a lot of people, but I'll double down on it. I don't think that third party is doing that great. I think if it was flourishing like it was before, we would have way more stuff.
I don't know there's so much of a death spiral, but there's definitely some kind of restructuring going on and replanning.
I mean, there probably is restructuring, but it's symptomatic. It's not
exactly
the cause.
It's a response of the
exactly. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Death spiral may be strong, but
Yes, but Brian, it was clickbait.
It's clickbait.
And it's funny.
I just think that in any market, the market continually adjusts. So I think we're in an adjustment period.
I think things aren't good if you're not like Fans Toys or like this Fans Hobby group that just popped up. I like, you notice all the stuff that KFC is announced this year, and none of it's come out. Probably not a good time to be KFC.
Yeah, I mean, their stuff's coming out pretty regularly. No, okay, X-Trans Bots / KFC / whoever else they are has had their Cosmos came out, which was a really strong figure. I mean, that was was incredible.
Yeah, Klaatu is actually, I think, the best of the three Cosmoses that have come out.
I'll but agree.
There are many, many, many third parties out there, and a couple of them, like Fans Toys, have and Mastermind Creations and the like, have very, very strong, devoted fan bases that keep them going. But overall, third party not having the best year ever.
Yeah.
And Fans Hobby is able to get a strong foothold here because they are a different style. They're a different approach in the things they're selecting to produce. They are bringing something new into the party as much as is possible while still staying into the popular appeal masterpiece G1, this and that, and isn't going to ever get an official version.
Yep. Totally agree. So, third party, not the best year. When I say it's not the best year, there's been some great toys that have come out. Most of them through Fans Toys.
But now,
they just have too much diecast metal.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've got like Downbeat, which was the Jazz, which
that,
I think
was that, was that this year?
The earliest review started coming out about February. So it should have been early this year.
Okay. I know I got it after I moved. So it was definitely in the last 2 years, but I thought it was last year.
It's hard to keep it straight.
It really honestly is. Okay, so Don, back in October, we learned about the Enclair Godfire convoy is coming out.
Yes,
so
we did.
You are, I mean, obviously you have your original, but it's coming out for $300.
At the time I was saying, I was hoping maybe it would be like a collector's box, a special.
But it comes with the Master Sword.
Uh-huh. But, well, see, I'm one of the lucky few who was able to get the Crystal Toys R Us set back in the day. So I'm not the best person to be as excited about a reissue because I have one of the best sets. I got, thanks.
But Don, it's going to come with a new set of sound chips with like more extensive dialogue, and it's going to have a new deco that looks more like an animation model.
Yes,
but the sound
and Neil Kaplan will deliver it directly to your house.
Yeah. Well, I want to say, if the sound chips were Neil Kaplan doing his Optimus Prime, I would probably get it just for that. But
better rubber tires, Don.
Maybe. But again, it's a beautiful set. But you can get the originals for a bit less as far as the mold themselves go. And you can get there's several third party Master Swords you could probably still pick up to fill in those spots. So it's just whatever they're looking at to make it worth that price. I'm not seeing it unless the more accurate sound chips is the big brouhaha.
Yeah.
But when we talk about this, we have to remember one thing. So today, right now, we're farther from the original release of these toys than we were from the original release of G1 Optimus Prime when that was first reissued by Takara.
Dang it.
Okay. At the end of the 90s.
Okay, so moving along, LGEX Grand Maximus. We learned that Grand Max and Great Shot, and there was another toy as well, wasn't there, that was going to be released?
No, Grand Max and Great Shot were the two.
That was just okay. I mean, those are two toys that I never expected would come out.
Right.
So Great Shot, of course, is a retool of Six Shot. Grand Max, of course, is the repaint of Fortress Maximus. And they were one of the items that had to have a certain number of pre-orders to qualify. Well,
Grand Maximus was. Great Shot was set.
Coming anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But, and they're really expensive.
Yeah.
Well, Great Shot's not really that much more expensive than any leader-sized toy from Japan.
When you have to buy them with Grand Maximus, it's expensive.
That's true.
Yeah.
How much is Great Shot? How much did he end up being?
$90-$95 on import.
Yeah, that's
for a special release leader class. That's not bad.
No, I mean that's the same that you would have paid for Super Jinrai, for Legend Six Shot if you didn't get it from Amazon Japan. I mean, that's what the leader toys cost when you get the Japanese versions at import.
Yeah. So I super excited. Can't wait to get it. It was going to have the Master Sword. If it hit a certain number of, I'm sorry, the Pretender Shell for it was, and God, it was going to be the Pretender Shell for the frickin' Headmaster for Cerebros, not even for Cerebros, where before, which, Prime Master Shell was it going to be based on?
Well, not one that we know we're getting yet. Like, this is it's a retool of Cloud Burst, as Wave Rider,
I think.
Yeah. So that's one that we don't actually know is coming in the regular lineup yet. So at the time this would actually hit retail, it's very possible it would still be like the only way to get that version of that tooling.
It's a potential pre-tool.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it exists. We're just waiting to find out when
it's going
to...
Yeah.
So what it was, they had to have, I think, 2,000 pre-orders to make sure Grand Maximus was going to get produced in the first place, and then at least 3,000 to get the Pretender Shell done. So they hit their mark for just getting Grand Maximus made, but they didn't reach the number they needed to have the Pretender Shell happen.
And that's worldwide. So if you get it, it's less than 3,000.
An extra 1,000 units to get a tiny little tight Master Shell seems a little excessive to me,
especially when they're going to use it in the line anyway,
most likely
somewhere. Yeah,
well, it's just like, here's an extra cool thing, let's get some more of these made so our costs go down.
Yes, but 1,000.
I mean, 1,000 is not that many units in general.
Also, you said worldwide, but that may not be accurate, because this will come out through Hasbro Asia distribution, like most LGEX stuff does, but it's not an exclusive at that point. So it's the Takara Tomy Mall, the Japan distribution specifically, that has to meet these numbers.
So the version that we have pre-ordered is not against that 2,000 to 3,000 number?
Most likely not, because to get these, you would either need to have the stores have, you know, middleman processes in Japan to place those orders directly, or more likely they're sourcing them from the Hasbro Asia distribution, which happens for, like I said, basically every LGEX thing. That's how we got Baldigus, you know, any of those Unite Warriors EX sets, any of that kind of stuff has a release in the Hasbro Asia territories, but almost never as an exclusive in those cases.
Interesting. So
Hasbro Asia is known to give out bonuses with their things. I wonder if the Hasbro Asia customers might end up with that Pretender Shell anyway.
That would
make people so mad.
That would
be
interesting.
So I get what you're saying, and I believe what you're saying. It's just, it is odd, because I assumed, again, it's an assumption, that there was some sort of middleman process going here. So I didn't realize that was a Hasbro Asia. I thought that even on a Hasbro Asia, it's branded Takara. It's literally just another run of the product.
Yeah.
Okay. In some cases, it's Hasbro Asia does say Hasbro.
It's just distributed in the other Asian territories that are not Japan by Hasbro Asia.
Okay. Good to know. Cool. Okay. So didn't realize that. So, another big thing that popped up that week, New York Comic Con, we got quote unquote, an announcement on the, Terracons, cause we already knew that they were coming from the leak, but
which we haven't actually talked about yet.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
Happened, like, back in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so there was a leak of Power of the Primes.
Yes, we know pretty much everything that's happening in the first three waves.
Yeah, so effectively everything. So this was this is exactly what completely almost ruined the year for us. There was an announcement at SDCC of the Power of the Prime stuff. We got a fairly limited bit of information, what you normally would get. Then the week after, it was all leaked.
Yeah.
It was all of it. Every bit of it, for the most part.
Leaders, Voyagers, Deluxes, Legends, and Prime Masters, all of it.
So,
yeah, because what did they even show us at SDCC? They had Starscream there, they had Dreadwind and Blackwing. They did not even have a Dinobot on display at that event, did they?
No, Jazz they had also, but I think that's... And
Yeah.
I want to say maybe Rodimus Prime.
And one or two Prime.
Rodimus Prime was out
there,
yeah.
They had Skullgrin. And Skullgrin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that, like, at the time, that was all we were supposed to know about. And then, yeah, a week or two later, there was the big leak, and we found out almost everything from 2018.
And, of course, Hasbro can't acknowledge that. Their PR,
but they could sure ask us to take it down.
That's true. So whenever Hasbro would announce something, it was like it was the first time it happened. And we are just now getting through. We just recently got new information, a couple of new things that have popped up that we didn't know prior. And I think when we got to see the combined Dinobot combiner, we didn't see that in the leaked information.
Well, yeah, because like half the Dinobots were just placeholder images.
Yeah. So basically all the information for 2017 was more or less shot. So hopefully by Toy Fair, we will have, if nothing's leaked, we'll have new info.
Hopefully. But the other thing that was happening in parallel to this with Hasbro's announcements is that they were being incredibly precious about what these toys actually do. And with the two sources of information combined, it was incredibly annoying. Because even before the leak, when we took one look at the Power of the Primes figures that were on display, we went, okay, those are combiners. And, mm-hmm. you know, John Warden just laughs and says it begins. And we get this like steady drip of information at each con until they were finally at New York Comic Con actually willing to admit what all these toys were and what they did in entirety.
So there was admission that the Dinobots combine and that the Terracons combine. But all of the others, like Jazz, Dreadwing,
they won't acknowledge it.
Exactly,
no.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's me neither. It's so weird.
Don, don't you think John Warden would just make the best Vorlon?
Yeah, you know, considering it's like, you know, you ask answer and you get a question that you didn't even want. It's like, that has nothing to do with what I just said. I know, but that's all you're getting. Wait 5 years to the finale, and then you'll see how I was right.
That's awesome. Also, what happened, what popped up the week after that was that Darth Vader TIE Fighter. We got color photos of that, the photo that we had originally just got the grayscale version of, and it doesn't look that much different.
Well, no.
Did we land on this is a complete retool of the original version, or is this is a new mold?
It's either a extensive retool or it's a new mold that's still sharing some of the engineering with the original because some of that process just works. But I mean, it's fairly different looking from the original one either way.
Over the next couple weeks, we finally got a good look at Beast Wars Dinobot. First, we got like some really blurry partial photos from, I guess, a Figure King magazine scan. But then later on, we just got beautiful.
New photos. It was the first one was a teaser for the reveal from one issue of Figure King. And then after that, we got like, I think it came out in the Generations book. And also there was the like web promotion, the stock photos went up about the same time.
Yeah. So beautiful toy in robot mode, Raptor mode, not as much. And the photos that we saw from the instructions, yeah. Whoever said that you basically take the toy and you throw it and hope until it turns into a robot, you might have to do it a couple hundred billion times, but eventually, yeah, that's it's. I don't know how you're going to do that. I figure that this may be one that I hope comes in packaging in robot mode, and I just put it on a shelf and it looks nice.
It's kind of like what you'd get if a NASA engineer tried to make a Popple.
Yeah. That, or what a Q would, how a Q would make a Popple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, yes, it's still turning it inside out. It's just lot more complicated than that in the details.
If we're going to that metaphor, it's that episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where they designed this shape that's impossible to exist in real space and time.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
And that's how they, there was a virus they put into the Borg.
They're going to. I've also used that same comparison to describe what Dreamwave art looked like.
Ooh, nice.
Also, how did their computer contain that shape without, you know, shutting down?
Well, their computer wasn't trying to process it. Their computer could just hold it and not have.
Their theory is the Borg would actually try to comprehend it. And every step that they tried to do that and sent it farther and farther in, it would start spawning new anomalous responses, and they'd have to analyze it further. Basically, they were going to perform an internalized DDoS attack on the collective.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been so long since I saw that episode, I forgot.
Well, it's okay, because I didn't even remember those details until we started scrutinizing the concept just now.
So we also learned that HasCon would come back in 2019. It's a semi-annual convention, or biennial, I guess. I mean, again, their first year is 2017. They're taking
semi-annual, semi-successful.
I would say it was successful enough for a first-time thing that they held back almost all the details on until, you know,
and 8 weeks before it happened.
And they could just write it off on their taxes if they lost money.
But it's so weird. Like, it's almost like they have no experience with anything on conventions. Like, they don't have, you know, a decade and a half or 2 decades of convention experience.
They don't.
Yeah.
They weren't running BotCon. They were just the ones that had to sign off.
Yeah. But they saw what worked and what didn't.
No, because they weren't paying that much attention. That's the point here.
That's why they engaged
an outfit like Fun Publications to handle this for them, because those are the people who actually had experience running a convention, who they already had a working relationship with because of G.I. Joe.
And realistically,
Hasbro has not been equipped to do a convention on their own, and they were happy to keep it that way.
And realistically, BotCon and HasCon are such a drastically different thing. I would say there's literally no learnings that they could take from BotCon and use it toward HasCon. None. Because they're nothing alike.
And I think that the initial attendance expectations they had may have been based on some of their experiences with BotCon, and, you know, now that they know that those are apples and oranges, they will probably have a better idea of what to expect with HasCon moving forward.
Yeah.
I always assume their attendance projections were based on SDCC. Their direct observations of when they're at SDCC and New York Comic Con.
Yeah, that's my thought. We're in the home stretch. So, I know, right? So in November, Grand Max hit its goal for production to move forward, which we mentioned. So, yay! In November, we also learned that MP Dinobot MP41 was going to cost an arm and a leg.
The most expensive regular retail masterpiece so far.
Mm-hmm. And looking at, like, my masterpiece Star Saber, I don't know how you can be more expensive than that thing, but it's going to be.
Masterpiece Star Saber is not a very complicated toy.
It's so freaking huge and heavy.
Well, but it's and simple. It has no electronics in it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Don, you about to say something?
$197 to $249 based on where you purchase and shipping.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not. It's ridiculous.
And that's like...
I think back to last year when we found out that Masterpiece Optimus Primal was going to be 12,000 yen.
I know.
It's just like, I wanted that, but I can't make myself pay that for that thing that's going to be just a little bit bigger than an Autobot car, which goes for like six.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. If we ever get Megatron, dear God. Let's see here.
No, actually, Megatron would not be more expensive because, like Star Saber, it's much more simple to engineer a transformation for.
But they'll cram it full of electronics to drop the price back up.
I think. So, the same way Dinobot has that big stand, I think the electronic package is in there to try to justify the price tag they have to have on it. Like, it would raise the price a couple of dollars worth of yen, probably, to have that per unit, but I don't think that's the thing that's making this cost, you know, loads and loads of money. It's all that engineering, the parts count, and the assembly that has to go into producing the toy. Megatron wouldn't have that problem, even if they did put electronics in there.
Can you imagine how catastrophic it could be if these things get misassembled in any way?
Oh, dear so God.
Yeah, what if this Dinobot turns out to have the same production issues as MP Rodimus the first.
MP09, oh God, Don, that would be the worst.
I don't want to jinx it. I'm just saying, QC may be a big part of the
and
cost.
And that's why
keep price off these aside, hypotheticals would, because you're making me smile.
And that price aside, that's why I would not be an early adopter on this Dinobot.
Oh, God.
I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just saying we've seen the QC issues in basic like Titans Returns, these other masterpiece figures where there have been some running issues early on. Nothing major, except if you go back to MP09 and you see what happened and the various number of problems that figure had.
This is
a lot more complicated. This Dinobot is a lot more moving parts and a lot smaller package. Yeah, there's some concerns.
Yeah, part of the price here may be the price of getting it right the first time.
That's maybe true. So, since we're getting close to what we talked about this for the last few months, I'm just going to hit the highest of the high points. There was a rumor and speculation that Hasbro was looking to acquire Mattel. And I guess that actually was the case, but Hasbro was rebuffed by Mattel. So Hasbro is not purchasing Mattel, but this is not the first time it's popped up. Probably won't be the last.
We did have rumors about the Disney Fox acquisition before it actually went through. So this could still happen.
Also, Fans Project rises from the grave for that one last Dinobot toy, part of
Lost Exo Realm.
Yeah. Lost Exo Realm.
I gave up on that line.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody has.
And Fans Project as a whole.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and talk about it. Machinima's Titans Return came out. And we had high hopes. Maybe not.
No, we didn't.
That it would be better than Combiner Wars, which was almost you cannot argue.
Well, it's longer than Combiner Wars.
That's true. But you can't argue, really argue, that Combiner Wars was anything approaching good.
No, it was good.
It was okay.
It was bad.
really bad.
And I will be honest, I cannot comment on the quality of Titans Return because I literally only watched that one episode long enough to get a good screenshot of Overlord. And I did hear his accent. Oh, I'm Overlord. Like, I do declare. I'm Overlord.
Boy, get over here.
Yeah, so I will watch all of the stuff once it's said and done, but I can't bring myself to do it right now. I got too much going on.
Well, it hurts less than small pieces.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know about that.
No, it's, I mean,
like a Band-Aid, you just gotta rip it right off.
Okay, so like, if you drink a little bit of poison every day, eventually you're still going to die of poisoning. Whereas but if you just drink a bunch of it all at once, you're done and dead, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Why prolong your suffering?
No, I'm looking this way. If you watch it as you go, it hurts. But you build up immunity to the poison, so when the next series comes out, you'll be numb and dead inside.
Is that why I like the movies?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. So, Titans Return is, so far, by consensus, not very good.
It's by consensus, it's definitely the successor to Combiner Wars.
And I don't mean this negatively at all, but you are literally the only person that I know that I've even seen online who said that this is good. Combiner Wars did have people who said, hey, it's okay. I haven't seen that once with Titans Return.
Would it be fair to say I find it interesting?
Sure. It's fair to say that.
I think that's a fair statement, and I think there are some interesting things going on in it here and there. And I thought the first couple of episodes were paced pretty well and doing some good stuff. It's just kind of, it's slowed down a little bit.
Even if you like it, that's fair to say. It's just, I don't know of anybody else that does.
I guess I'm one of those people I always find hate is a strong word, and I really don't see anything about it should hate. There's things that I think could be better, but I don't think that there's anything I'm like, I absolutely hate that.
I agree with you on that. I don't hate it. I guess I just find it disappointing.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Well, yeah. I think Rob brought
heard
it
that
up
a lot.
I think Rob brought it up best last week when he was talking about when Megatron takes on four Gestalts and holds his own, it kind of jumps the shark.
A little bit.
So the last big item that popped up this year, at least for me, the Takara Tomy versions, at least at first blush, of Power of the Primes, so far look to be identical to the Hasbro releases. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
That makes me sad, actually.
That does make me sad.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I was never going to get the Japanese versions, but the fact that there were versions out there with better paint, different sculpts, I always liked that, yeah, even if I was not going to get them.
One thing I think, you know, with the collaboration between Hasbro and Takara, I mean, yeah, they probably don't look at it too much, but say in the case like Blur and Cup of Titans Return, where they can say, why did the Blur and Cup that Takara Tomy did sell so much better? Well, it's because...
Or the Blur.
Yeah, he did mention the Blur.
Did I say... What did I say?
No, you said Blur and Cup,
right?
Blur and Cup. Yeah, I mean, why did they sell so much better compared to everything else? Well, we didn't like the Hasbro version, so, you know, the Takara Tomy version was far superior, so... They sold a lot more of those, which those are the two figures that got reissued, too, because they were selling so well.
I mean, we can't say definitively that the Takara Blur or Cup sold objectively better than the Hasbro version. You know, there's not the same like production numbers done for the Takara figures, so while they do sell out places...
What I would say is that those two figures sold excessively better than like something that was very similar to a Hasbro release.
Okay. It's not like you were directly comparing the Hasbro sales of this figure to the sales of the equivalent figure.
No, that wouldn't be fair because, you know, They're just all on shelves and kids can buy them.
The production numbers are different.
Even though the Hasbro version of Blur did sit on pegs for a year and a half, I mean... Just,
well, that's because they kept like cycling that into different assortments too. I mean, on the one hand, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed there's not an alternative for some of these toys. I would have totally bought another Windcharger that had like a darker helmet deco, because just that alone helps that toy immensely. At the same time, it's so nice to be looking at, you know, at least half this line and not think I'm going to have the problem of having to decide whether I have to double dip on these later on when I see the Takara versions and they're like inherently better in some capacity.
Save that for the combiner box sets.
That's why I said half the line.
I'm
not ruling out the, you know, Unite Warriors V2 yet, but we still have to wait and see on that.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Before we go, two things. One, I think John DeLuna would strangle us if we don't mention the Street Fighter II Transformers.
Yeah, we have to bring that one up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because the day Bison graced your Transformers was the most important day of your life. To Bison, it was Tuesday because the news literally came out on a Tuesday.
So we are getting
just perfect.
Street Fighter II. Right, is it Street Fighter II or just Street Fighter? It's Street Fighter II.
Street Fighter II in specific.
Branded... Transformers. So basically, Chun-Li is RC. Ken Masters is Hot Rod. Ryu is the Optimus Prime mold, and Vega or Bison was which mold is he again?
Megatron.
Megatron. I guess that makes sense. So it's two packs. One the deluxe set. Wait, is it one deluxe? And one Voyager.
It's Kent versus Chun-Li.
It's a versus pack. It's a versus pack. Okay. Yeah, and my problem with that, again, is Ryu and Ken are effectively palette swapped, so I would prefer them be the same mold, but they're not. I can live with that.
Well, you know, we may end up with more Ryus and Kens in this assortment if it goes on long enough, and I know John sure hopes so.
Yeah. I'm going to continue to buy this stuff. I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh yeah, I like it. Again, this is kind of like on the Primitive Prime level of you know, great recolors, just
except without the good price point.
Yeah, except without the good price point. But yeah, Although, it's about equivalent to what two Deluxes or two Voyagers cost you in Japan. So,
yeah, it's not ridiculous.
You know, just I like it when they go crazy. I like
that we're in a place where things like this can exist.
And I like this way better than, like, the, what was it? It wasn't called Shoe Label, but the shoes.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been Nike Label, yeah. Even.
Like, I think it was.
Yeah, like the Nike Label and then the hats and stuff like that. Crap like that. Yeah, just stuff like that doesn't work for me. But, like, the music label stuff I enjoyed whenever they're able to do sort of weird stuff. But this may be the best. This may be the best weird thing they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the Disney label for sure.
Yeah.
The music label Soundwave had an unfair advantage, too, because it was like a completely new toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention before we go, since we're not doing like a regular show this week, is that, like I said earlier, this episode, Margaret Scott has written most of the best Transformers comics I've read this year. And the Till All Are One annual that wraps up the story is out this week. And by the time you guys hear this, it'll be out and the embargo will be over. And it is really excellent and everyone should pick it up.
Awesome. I knew that. Very cool. Guys, get some caffeine or get some sleep.
I've been caffeining the whole time.
Good. I needed to be. People out there listening, thank you for sticking around with us this long. We appreciate it.
Yeah, what, 18 years now?
If anyone's still listening.
If anyone's still listening.
Hey, it's a long drive back to, back to your relatives for Christmas, so.
That's true. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?